Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums touch the radio. Here can't be beat. The flashy mix that'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. So good to have you guys in the house. It is Sunday, February the 17th, 2013, and you are live in The Remix. I also want to go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself on over and come on in and join us in the show. Now, if you want to listen, all you have to do is call 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So no matter where you're listening from, you are more than welcome to come on over and join us so you can call in and listen. You can also listen via Skype. You can also Skype in as well, so it's great, however you want to listen. If you're calling from an international country and you want to call in to listen, all you have to do is call the U.S. country code. And once you call the U.S. country code, then dial 646-652-2711, and that'll put you right here with us live in The Remix. Peace and greetings, everybody. It is so good to be here Sunday night live in The Remix. So much going on out there, and good to see all of you guys, as well as you're welcome to come over and join us in chat. If you haven't been in The Remix chat room, boy, 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 have you been missing out. So I want to invite everyone for the show tonight. Come on over. Let's have some fun and join us in chat tonight. And let me give you some cosmic directions so that you can get yourself over here. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix, and that's going to take you straight here. Once you get here, you can click the button to listen, and it's going to put you right in the chat room. Welcome to all of our guests who are out there listening. And if this is your very first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. It takes about 2 minutes. Tell us who you are and come on in. Just come on in. Just come on in The Remix. They're going to make you feel at home. I'm going to make you feel at home. And we're just going to have a good time. And tonight, you guys, I don't know about you guys, but my energy is kind of, it's kind of doing what the cosmos is doing, kind of going a little crazy. So I thought it'd be a great night for us to do some readings, talk about some of this cosmic psychic activity that's going on all over the world, everywhere. So how fun is that? And also invite you guys to join me over on The Remix radio page. If you don't know how to get here, all you have to do is go over to Facebook and search for The Remix Radio. You're going to see The Remix logo, so there won't be any confusion about where you are. Click the like button and you're in. Join us over here. And the reason I want you guys to join us over here, because I want to kind of start some discussions, and this will be a great place for us to kind of have some discussions going. So if you have Facebook, this is great. Hopefully we can do Twitter tonight. I can't even talk. Twitter tonight, too, and maybe kind of get some Twitter activity going. And just, you know, just kind of chill out tonight. I'm kind of in one of those moods. I'm real, real relaxed tonight, and I so look forward to you guys. I've been out of town all weekend, and so I'm just kind of coming back in, but Remix is something that always just really sets the tone for the whole week, and so it's great to be here. Let's go ahead and do some international shots out tonight. And so see who's out there listening internationally. And I always love that because, you know, for us that's here in the West, I guess you can say, and the time zone is a little different. But boy, oh boy, for our brothers and sisters living around the world, it's all kinds of crazy times out there. And so in this time-space reality, we're going to just kind of encompass them. So let's do some international shout-outs for who's listening tonight. Listening here tonight, of course, big ups to the UK, who's always down and always listening to the Remix. Lots of you out there listening from the UK. Canada listening as well, the Netherlands. Thailand listening, and that's going to be great. Argentina, Japan, Australia, Egypt, Colombia, and Poland. Big shouts out from all of you listening from Poland. France is listening. We have Trinidad tonight. Saudi Arabia, Jamaica, Germany, Barbados, always in the house. And also Malaysia and a couple of other countries that I can't even pronounce. We're just going to go ahead and say the continent of Africa out there listening, as well as Japan. Big shouts out to the brother Mark and his family out there listening in Japan, and everyone else out there. So lots of international family listening from all over the world. It's good to have you guys here and listening with us. And also China, some parts of China listening too. How cool is that? Now, tonight we're going to be talking about cosmic psychic energy. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you because Friday night's show was a great share. And it was a great share with the brother Jafar. He came on, shared his artwork and all of the amazing things that he does. And you guys have been reaching out to him. If you did not get a chance to hear that show, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and download that show as well as all of the Remix shows that you can do. Go back and download that show. Just come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and just download the show so that you can actually listen to it. If you have any iTunes device or anything that supports iTunes device, it's going to be great for you to listen to the show via iTunes. You can download it to your computer and any MP3 player can play it for you. Or you can actually just click the link and listen right there from the Remix. So however you listen, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you listen to the Remix. And peace and greetings to you guys out there from all over the world listening. And Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's coming out of the East for you guys to know. Happy New Year's because it is the Chinese New Year, the year of the Naga, the year of the snake. So this is our year, Naga. All the niggas out there, Nagas. It's our year. Happy New Year's to us and a very rise for all the melanin people out there. And we'll be talking about what that means and how you can begin to incorporate a little bit of that into your life. We are definitely in the age of the origin, and that can be felt and seen absolutely everywhere. So we're going to be doing some dancing tonight. We're going to move around and dance. I'm going to share some channels with you guys. I have a big cup of tea right here, and I am just loving it. It's so hot. It's so juicy. It's got all kinds of things in there, strawberries and all this good stuff. And I'm just really enjoying a cup of tea. We're going to get into some readings tonight. So the phone lines are open now. I would like to encourage you guys to get on the phone lines. We're working off of pure inspiration tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So you can get on the phone lines once we get ready to get there and get into some readings. I also want to remind you guys, it's Sunday night, and so you know what we do on Sunday night. Sunday night is the time that we actually take some orders. For those of you who want to order the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, now, if you guys are not familiar with what we call the Kim Deck, you definitely want to do that. So people place orders all week. Sunday is when we send the orders off. So the decks are made exactly for you. So if you want to go ahead and place those orders, you can get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And you can take a look there. Everything is there for you. It's the Oracle deck. It comes with an hour-long audio that we'll send to you via PDF file, and you can just click the link, and the audio will play. It's over an hour, and it's over an hour. You can play it, and I also give you all 44 of my channels that I got. You get a snippet of that. And really, whether you're a novice working with the deck or you're someone who have many different decks, you're sure to find a joy in this very, very magical deck that a lot of energy has been placed into it. And every single time that each one of you works with your Kim deck, that energy just gets sent out into the universe. And so we're going to talk about how that is really impacting what is going on right now in the cosmos for all the work that we've been putting in. As Carl Jung would say, the collective consciousness, you know, this collective group of conscious individuals, and how that's impacting us on so many different levels. And so those are the things that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And yes, we're going to dance tonight because I think that is so important that you get up and you move your body and kind of shake your body around a little bit. And so let's do that, all right? So everyone, no matter what you're doing, I want you to get up out of your seat. That's it, come on. Stand up. I'm standing up too. I have my big cup, my Winnie the Pooh cup, and my tea. Take a couple of sips of that, but we're going to dance and just kind of move ourselves around, and we're going to get right into the share. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. Cosmic psychic energy is what we're going to be talking about, as well as talk about how to connect with cosmic psychic energy. And I'll be doing some live readings here, right here, live in the Remix.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's it, Baby Blue. And if nothing else moves you, life will. Let's see what we're going to dance to tonight. I have so many different things here. I would play my Save Me song, but I know y'all don't want to hear that. So we're going to dance to something else and really just kind of move ourselves around a little bit here. So let's see. I think this is a good song to kind of dance to. And it's kind of a throwback. So here we go.
Every time I comb my hair,
little bit of Prince and Erotic City. And, you know, the reason that song sort of kind of came up as a great song to play is because that's a lot about what's going on in the cosmos right now. We kind of got an erotic city kind of energy floating around out there in the cosmos. And so many things that you guys have heard in the media that's been going on, you know, up in the sky, you know, from the asteroids and the meteorites that have crashed into Russia and all of these different things, you know. They say that it was moving so very, very fast that actually what happened is they heard it before they could even see it, because it was moving at like 33,000 miles per second. You know how fast that is? And so we know definitely sound and light and as they begin to move. But I want to talk about some of the channels and what actually is going on up in the cosmos. And so we can get a good understanding about things to come and also about these things that are happening at this particular time. The number one thing that's going on right now is that... oh, yeah. The number one thing that's actually going on is that we talked about this last year, about sort of the shift that we're coming into and sort of this new origin, which is the new era that we're coming into. And what's actually happening, we know that our DNA, particularly for those of us who have been doing our work, that our DNA is going to be shifting, is going to be changing. Well, here's some of the things. Actually, this weekend, I was out of town, and one of the wildest things in the world, always some wild shit happens to me, but one of the wildest things that happened to me, I'm going to be telling you guys about this, but the first thing that I'll tell you guys, I want to give my brother a big shout out, because I went to go visit my brother out of town, actually in Dallas, and hung out with him just to kind of get some real R&R in. And it was amazing. It was amazing to spend time with my big brother, my older brother, and hang out with him in Dallas. So me and the kids went down there. It was amazing. I had so much fun. But the other thing is, I just want to say this really quick because I'm going to kind of wrap it up and show you guys sort of what was going on this weekend. But we actually had a chance to go to the Galleria in Dallas. And even though I enjoy the Galleria in Dallas, my favorite Galleria is actually the one in Houston. But I went to the Galleria in Dallas, and the wildest shit happened. That was so crazy. We were inside the H&M store, and my son was in there, and everyone was trying on clothes and kind of moving around. And there was a young couple that was in there, young brother, young sister, kind of young brother and sister. And I was standing around the rounder waiting on my son to come out. I was looking at a couple of clothes there, but waiting for him to finish. And while he was in the dressing room and I was kind of looking around, this couple came up and they were talking, and I heard her say to the guy, she said, "I want to hear, I want to listen." And he said to her, "No." He said, "No, when I wanted you to listen, you didn't want to listen." So I kind of looked at them and I smiled a little bit. I always love to see my people out in public and just to kind of connect with everybody. You know, I have fun like that when I'm out. And all of a sudden, she snatched the earpiece from him trying to get the phone. And the phone fell on the ground. I'm telling you guys this for a reason. The phone fell on the ground. When the phone fell on the ground, it kind of fell towards me, and I went to go pick up the phone, and guess what I seen on the phone? The Remix app. I was like, oh, my God, a Remix listener. So he picks up the phone, and if you're out there listening, I know you're going to call in and say, "Ms. Blue, that was me." So what I did is I actually, and I was telling Sister Manya and a couple of other people this story as well, too, I took a picture of the receipt And I just smiled. I just had a surreal moment. And so he picked up the phone. He said, I got it, but thank you. He picked up the phone and put his earpiece back in, and he was telling the girl, he was like, when I wanted you to listen, you didn't want to listen. And she was like, no, I want to hear it too. Isn't that crazy? I said, oh, my God. Yeah, so if you're out there, you actually, Miss Blue is right there with you. So I know you're a Remix listener. You'll get a kick out of that. So it was in the Galleria. It was this week in Dallas in the H&M store. And I was right there in living person, right there with you. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there. That was just kind of my little thing there. I thought that was really that was really cool. It was really cool. I couldn't believe that. So Remix listeners are everywhere. I know people have sent emails to me and Sister Manya saying that they were in the international airport in London and came across other Remix listeners while traveling, while at the gas station, in the barber shop, getting their hair done, getting massages. You know, they have ran into each other in the club, at concerts, you know, in doctor's offices, in the bank. I remember the story that Steve Acaba tells about when he went into the bank, a bank he had been going into for years. And one of the managers in the bank came up to him and said, I didn't know you listened to the Remix. I heard you on there, Steve Acaba. And it was a surreal moment. So everyone is having these moments out there with the Remix family, and I think that I think that is so cool. So so amazing. So let's talk about just this energy, this cosmic psychic energy that's out there in the universe. And one of the things that's actually happening, and you know, I came back to my brother's house and where he stays. From his place, you can actually see the whole complete Dallas skyline, which is beautiful at nighttime in particular. And I just kind of went into a meditation and kind of just went out into the skyline. And here's a couple of things that's happening. And I know a lot of you guys we've connected with in readings, you've shared this with me. What's happening is the magnetic pool is shifting. So the poles are shifting. So not only on an internal level is there shifts happening, but there's shifts happening on a cosmic level, shifts happening on a physical level, and it's coming in from everywhere. So these shifts are happening, and these magnetic poles are happening. And as a result of these magnetic poles that are happening, the energy is shifting from different places on the planet. And this is important for you to understand, because when we think about these recent events about where these meteorites were coming in through Russia, the reason it's coming in through Russia is because in the cosmos, in the universe, these poles have released the pools that they've had on a cosmic level. And so because they have released these pools that they have on a cosmic level, it's causing things to fall from the sky. As one Russian scientist puts it, he said there is a lot of activity going on in the universe, and this is the reason why. Now, you're going to see more of this happening. Just recently, there was a meteor shower that happened this weekend over San Francisco Bay, and you could see fireballs coming from all out of the sky. It almost looks like a Dragon Ball Z is happening for those of you who live down there in the San Francisco Bay area to see that. It is this huge meteor shower that's going on. All of this energy that is coming back online. What has happened, if you notice, towards the end of the year and all the way up until this year, we had a lot of physical activity to shift things on the physical plane. What that did is it opened up a lot of the kivas that were on Earth. So these kivas, which are the sacred places that go back even to our ancestors of the Dogons, where they had these very, very sacred ritual sites, these kivas have opened back up. And once these kivas open up, it releases this energy that is causing these new magnetic pulls to come in. Now, here's something else that I channeled as well, and you guys will soon be able to have this validation. I don't know when the validation will come here in the physical, but I'm going to give it to you now. But these are some of the channels that's coming in. There's a lot of activity going on in Cuba at this particular time. But one of the things to understand about these Kiva, these very sacred spots around the world, there is a team of scientists and thinkers that are getting together right now, because guess what's getting ready to happen? Pretty soon, they're going to be coming up with new wonders on the world. So those wonders, you know how we talk about the 12 wonders of the world or the 7 wonders of the world, there's going to be a whole new list of wonders of the world that's going to come back to surface. I want you to begin to think about a lot of the work that Brother Wayne Chandler did in the book Ancient Future. And so you have noticed that over the course of last year and this year, they have discovered a lot of ancient ruins. And the reason for this is because these spots, which are also known sacred spaces, these kivas, when the activity, when the poles shifted, it's allowing all of these things to begin to come to the surface. So that's a big part of what is actually happening. These things are coming up. So as a result of that, here's something else really, really cool that's going on. New gateways are opening up as well, and the shift is happening. So new cosmic gateways, even in the Milky Way, is opening up. And because of these gateways opening up, we're going to have a lot of meteor activity. It's going to be a time where it's going to be very hard to separate what we call cosmic and what we call outer space and inner space, because this magnetic pole is shifting. And places where we had a very strong protective cover to really keep a lot of this activities out is going to now open up for these portals to come in. So we're going to have new portals that's going to be opening up, and you're going to see it because of these meteor showers coming in. Things that would never touch the earth or even come close to the earth is going to be able to open up these portals and these channels. Now, I want you to think about this. You know that a lot of interesting things are going on. Look at the Pope. The Pope is stepping down. The Pope is stepping down, and he's stepping down on the 28th of this month. That's a gateway day. You can look for a lot of activity that's going to begin to happen. This is also a ritual that's going to be done where they are bridging ancient past with the current history. The reason I say that is the last time that a pope ever stepped down out of a position other than making a transition was about 600 years ago. And so they understand at this particular time, this is about bridging the old with the new and sort of kind of bringing this new Renaissance energy online right now. The last time that this happened was during the Renaissance. And so I want you guys to not get caught up into the hype. And here's what I want each and every one of you to know, that all of us that are on the planet at this particular time, we are a part of that new Renaissance era. And if you study history, and I know you guys do because you're the remix, and if you need some help with that history, we have lots of brothers and sisters out there that have done a lot of documentation on history throughout culture. You know that during the Renaissance period, this is when a lot of energy came online. It was a time of abundance. It was a time when a lot of activities was going on, particularly that activity that happened in Florence, Italy. That's going to be a great place for you to begin to study and really to understand all of these things that happened this is when all of your artists came online. So another thing that you're also going to see, yes, New Birth, it was the time of art and the time of science. And so this is also the time for all of these things to come back on, but it's going to be rewritten in a very, very new way. And each and every one of you is here to play a very big part in that, and we have been. And so the other thing that I want you to know is that right now as we speak, what's going on or what just happened is that Jupiter is actually, the moon is actually passing Jupiter. The moon is passing through Jupiter. And this is some great energy. This energy, everything from the year of the Nigga, the Naga, the year of the snake, to all the cosmic energy going on, all of this is letting you know that all channels, all systems are go for you to begin to follow those things that's in your heart, those things about your work that you came back to the planet to do, and that you really have the divine support of the universe to tap into this energy in so many different ways. I mean, at this particular time, there is absolutely no reason where I'm just sitting down and ideas are just flooding me, literally just coming through because that cosmic energy is there. And before we close out tonight, we're actually going to do an exercise because there's many ways that you can connect to this cosmic energy. But I want you guys to tap in to all of this cosmic psychic energy that's going on out there and really just kind of give you a physical way for you guys to begin to do it. So I wanted to kind of share those channels that were coming in, especially about the different wonders in the world. And you can start to look for, as we get closer towards the summer month, a lot of the places that were deemed to sort of be those third world countries are starting to have some great discoveries that's going to be coming up. So different parts of the Middle East, Africa, even some remote areas of China and Russia, and is coming up. But definitely look for a lot of activity coming out of the Middle East and Africa. Lots of discoveries, lots of energy is going to be coming there. And so we're going to have some new wonders of the world, and a lot of them are also going to be happening right here in the West. We can begin to look for them. A big portal place where the energy is opening up on a level that it has never opened up before, that it hasn't opened up for over 600 years, is going to be New York. New York, L.A. is one, and also I want you guys to begin to look for even some parts of Texas is going to have some of this energy opening up, and I'll tell you what really a lot of this energy got kicked off at, and a lot of it got kicked off in New Orleans. So during the Super Bowl, when everything was happening at that particular time, that was a gateway day. That was a day that some of the poles shifted. And this is also what caused the power to go out. And so even though we know on the physical level there are some things that happen, but what's happening is these magnetic poles are releasing their poles on certain energy, and that current is starting to flow in so many different areas. And so the universe is really readjusting its current. And so it's time for all of us, and for those of you who have the Kim deck, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's time for all of us to begin to ride this cosmic wave because the energy is here. And the wave is pushing through all of these different states and all of these different places. The cosmic wave is coming through. So know that cosmic wave is coming through. Card number 27. So understand that energy is coming through really, really strong. A lot of these Kiva spots are coming up. And so they're really sort of our ancestral energy of merging the old with the new. And we're in a new Renaissance era, which has everything to do with the origin. It really has to do with your aura. And so this energy that everyone is putting out there and beginning to get out there is simply amazing. And so, you know, this is really an aftermath of a lot of the planetary lineup that happened. Remember, there was a lot of planetary lineup. We did big shows on December the 3rd and December the 21st, particularly the lineup that happened on December the 3rd. This is the aftermath of what is happening after all of that. So this is when all of those things are coming up, you see. This is how it's all beginning to come up. And so I see you guys putting some things in the chat room about that's how the Pope is leaving. The Pope is leaving because at this particular time, this renaissance of this last 1600 regime is over, and now it's time for the new renaissance to emerge, which is all about the origin. It's about really, really understanding those things of your aura and also tapping into the genius that lives within you. And so the number one thing that really is going to be impactive of that, and we'll be doing some more shows on it, it has to do with emotions. And so, exciting times that we're in. Lots of shifts are going on all over the place. And so I kind of just wanted to give you guys a rundown on that so you can kind of get some understanding about what's going on. But definitely it's time to work with all of that Kiva energy. And we'll be doing some spirit quests, some vision quests, and going to some of these Kiva spots on some of the upcoming shows so you can begin to connect with that energy as well, too. So, yeah. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. Yes, we're live in The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Oh, and by the way, I want to tell you guys this. You know that Esther is going to be hosting some shows here on The Remix, and so she has one of her shows coming up here very, very soon. And I'm excited. I'm excited to kind of sit back and let that happen. I'm excited. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a good time. So here's what we're going to do, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want to kind of tell you some other things that's going on before we actually go to the phone lines. I don't know how many of you, but I want you guys to understand lots of changes. Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, how many of you guys are familiar with Dr. Ben Carson? He's a brain surgeon. And not just a brain surgeon, he's one of the best in the world when it comes to brain surgery. And the brother has a lot of magical energy. Let's just put that lightly. And a lot of it was taught to him by his mother. And he does a lot of visualization when using a lot of clairvoyancy when he's doing surgery. And he sort of kind of goes within. He does the body scan. And that's how he completes some of these surgeries. Amazing story. If you guys have not had a chance to check out Dr. Ben Carson and his story, amazing brother right there. Well, interesting enough, you know, he's kind of putting out some energy that it's possible that he may be running for some sort of political office. And the reason I want you guys to understand this, don't get caught up in the human level of what you're seeing. But I want you to understand that these people or people that we're calling a part of our collective consciousness is moving into different positions of power. And so you're going to see more people who have sort of these, what we like to call, have tapped into their consciousness, take sort of these positions that are traditionally of what we would call people who are dead, to put it lightly. And they're going to be taking sort of these positions of power. And this is how you know that this energy and the DNA is changing, because you're going to see an influx of folks that we know is conscious and is operating from their divine blueprint. They're going to be moving into different positions that were typically held by people who had no level of consciousness whatsoever. I talked about this earlier this year, but I'll say it again. We're going to see a shift in the music. Actually, it's already happened. And so you know how we talk about the music that's out there? A lot of the music is junk and, you know, it doesn't have any quality. Well, you're going to see that shit change. We're getting ready to come into a new era, and the music is getting ready to get back into a very, very, watch what Miss Blue tells you. This music is getting ready to shift. It's already shifting. And so all of these different areas, when it comes to science and music, is going to shift. There's going to be a new dance that's coming out, and it's going to hit before the summer solstice, and it's going to sweep the country. It's going to sweep the country. New dances coming out. Watch all of these things. It's going to be new dances. It's going to be new clothes. It's going to be new outfits. You're going to see all of these different things. They're going to begin to shift because we're in this new era, the origin, and you're going to see these things come out. New artists that are coming out, even the artists that are coming out at this time, you're going to see new television shows. They're going to become more conscious, and it's going to be everyday things from newscasters, from clothing stores. So all of you who are out there working your shit, doing your magic, it is time for you to get your stuff in line. It is the year of the Naga. The Nagas are back. The niggas are back. I need Brother Panic to say that. The Nagas, yes, most definitely you're going to start to see it. You're going to start to see it from all different things. New chains of stores, you're going to see new restaurants. It's really going to just be a whole wave of new things. Now, granted, it will take a while for these things to manifest, but they're going to start becoming out in waves. And not just everyday things, things really, really on a conscious level. We're going to start to see it from everything from our soap powder, to the food we eat, to the clothes, to the music we listen to, more radio stations coming out, more all kinds of things are going to come out. This is also the year, this was something Brother Bilal dropped, this is also the year of the inventions. And so it's going to be a lot of inventions, but they're not just coming from any people. This is coming from the collective conscious. This is where these things are coming from. And so some of you have this energy that has been building up inside of you, and it's about to drive some of you crazy. Trust me, I know, me and Sister Manya, we get the emails, and it's because you're not tapping into your shit. And this is the time for you to do it. This is definitely the time for you to do it. So those of you who have had your soul alignment readings with Brother Bilal, specifically, he is very, very good at really showing you where your energy is lining up and when those portals and those gateways are opening up for you to begin to come in, for you to begin to come in. And so you'll be able to come in to do that. And you're even going to see radio go to another level. You're definitely going to see the remix in the next couple of years go to levels you couldn't even imagine, and I'm not going to spoil it for you. But you're going to see the remix, and you're going to see radio go to a whole nother level. It's going to cover mental, physical, and spiritual. It's going to go to a whole nother level. A whole nother level. So lots of exciting things out there. So it really is the time for you guys. And for those of you who've had readings and you've been able to hone into what your divine purpose is for you here on the planet, it's time to start moving on those things to do it. We are going to see a decline when it comes to a lot of the day-to-day humdrum, the physical jobs. So we're going to see a lot of places close down. And this is also going to be what Siba Haru Al-Kabulan over the Hetepu Network has coined Materian Scribes, because what's happening is a lot of businesses is going to be moving to the internet. All of these things are going to be moving to the internet, and this is where the new currency will begin to flow, is on the internet. Social media, there's also going to be some new social media that comes, and it's going to hit the ground running almost like Facebook, but it's going to be in a very, very unique way. And so, you know, hopefully this is confirmation to a lot of you guys out there who have sort of these seeds birthing within you that you've been sitting on, that this is a time for you to begin to move forward with all of these things. And so we'll still have our jobs. We'll still have that. But more companies are going to be moving to positions, and it's going to be more Apple-centered. You're going to hear a lot about Steve Jobs and just the work that he's done on the planet. I used to work for Apple Corporation and back in the day, and still think it's one of the most amazing companies ever to work for, and that they were definitely light years ahead of their time. And you're going to see a lot of those companies beginning to model themselves behind Apple and begin to model themselves behind sort of some of the principles. So a lot of facilities are going to be able to have daycare facilities right there on the spot, restaurant, catering. You're going to see a big shift in school lunches for our children. And it's going to be a lot, a big shift with teachers, where teachers are eventually going to be eliminated, per se, from the classroom, and they're going to start to teach more virtual. And so you'll see this shift come up a lot. But what this is going to do for a lot of those who come back to teach, because personally, I feel a lot of the teachers who come back to teach, even though education is one of the main important things that our children need, is that a lot of these teachers are here to teach and share other things other than education where they've been locked into. And we're going to see a lot of drama, and we're going to see a lot of the art being brought back into the school system in a whole new way, only way. So there you go. You guys heard it. There you go. Lots of good stuff. Michael Jordan at 50 years old may be coming back to play basketball. Yeah, because he understands that number five. He understands that it's all about change, and it's about merging the old with the new and bringing these things back together. And check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Mike can come back and play anytime he wants. Anytime he wants. And he's still going to do the damn thing. How about that? Talk about a wonder of the world. That's a damn wonder of the world. I vote to put Michael Jordan's ass on one of the wonders, new wonders of the world. That should be up there with sights to see, because he is a sight to see. And I have seen him in person back in my day, real up close and personal. Oh, my goodness. Someone said he can't beat LeBron. Oh, baby, please. What? Oh, you don't know much about basketball. You don't know much about basketball. That's it. All right. So, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, or you can Skype in. We're here just really tapping into some cosmic psychic energy tonight, and we're going to be doing some readings. We're going to go to the phone lines, and yeah, I want you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page. Put some of those comments there. Yeah, Jay Wood, go over there and put that comment up. Put some of those comments. Put some of those comments there about what's going on. What's going on? All right. So we're going to go to the phone line so we can really get into this and see what's going on with you guys out there. Because that's always what I like to hear about, is what's going on in your world and how that's working out for you. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to go to the call. Oh, you guys, I got some stuff I want to share with you right now, but I'm not even finished doing my research on it. But when I do, when I do. I'm so excited to share about it, but not just yet. Not just yet, but it's coming up. Ooh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Ms. Blue. I'm calling. Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Brooklyn. My name's Sabrina.
I'm sorry.
I
didn't
know
I
the first one.
That's
I said my name's Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina, calling from Brooklyn. That's my birthplace, my human birthplace is Brooklyn. So what's going on, Sabrina? So for you tonight, what can I do for you tonight?
Oh, well, lots of changes. self-realization, and I'm going through a little bit of confusion, but I feel like there's path being laid out in front of me, but it's almost scared to take it, because the future, it does seem bright, but it's I'm unsure of how to get there, and just I've been lacking direction.
Okay, so you're lacking direction about your future. Lacking direction about your future. I don't think you lack direction, but I think you lack guts.
You think I lack what?
Guts.
Ooh.
I don't think you lack direction. You're very clear about what direction you want to go in, but it's whether or not you're going to have the guts enough to do it, because it's going to take some guts to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to take some guts to do it. It really, really is going to take some guts. Let's just talk about where you are it at this particular time. One of the things that when I immediately get into your energy, what I immediately do is I start to kind of get real sleepy, almost like I want to kind of lay down and kind of go to sleep. Because what's happening is you're dreaming a lot about this. And so what is happening is this is becoming a fantasy for you.
Yeah.
And you're starting to romanticize the fantasy. I need you to come out of the fantasy. And it's okay to daydream about it, but you can't stay in the fantasy part of it, because a lot of things you're not expressing.
Yeah.
And those things that you're not expressing about it is what's going to cause it to shift and go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I haven't been asserting myself.
No, you haven't been asserting yourself. And I also see that, because we're talking about a relationship here, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that I see is that some of this is one-sidedness. And so here's what I need you to do, Sabrina. I need you to open up a little bit more. I need you to really, really get into the vibration of wearing green and pulling these colors around you. To help you with communication. That's going to help you open up your communication and communicate that more. Because I want you to be very clear and make sure that you guys are both on the same page about what you feel is happening here and what is going to happen in the future. Because it's a little one-sided at this particular point. And if you stay in the position of a fantasy, then someone can get hurt here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just not sure which side is being one-sided and which aspect, you know. I feel like I'm one-sided this on multiple levels for both people, myself and himself. So I'm not sure if it's
more,
me being one-sided.
More of the one-sidedness is coming from you because you're fantasizing about this and not really living in the moment with it.
Hmm. Okay. So is that a good thing that it's more one-sided, that I'm being...
No.
No, that's never a good thing. No, that's never a good thing to be in that position. Share those thoughts and share them with your partner so you can make sure that this expectation that you're having, what you're wanting and what you're yearning for, is something that you both are in agreement that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because right now, that's going to give you a clear perception about the relationship. Pay attention to signs and definitely pay attention to what you're feeling. Not what your mind is fantasizing about, but what you're feeling. Because it's a lot of uncertainty in your energy. It's not what you're thinking, but in your energy. So you really need to stay true to what you're feeling.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Ms.
Lou. You're welcome. Beautiful. Give us a call back and let us know how it goes. But come out of that fantasy, and I really feel things will kind of begin to move themselves around. And you'll get a clear picture about the relationship and what the future looks like, how soon, and how things will begin to come together.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 815.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. We hear a lot of noise in the background.
My fault. I was on something else. I didn't even know you was. I get picked up. I just called in.
You passed one.
Yeah, I passed one.
You passed one. Who's on the line? Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Jamal from Romanville.
Okay. Greetings, Jamal. Did you have a question, Jamal?
Oh, what the question? I ain't stud. I mean, I've been watching the All-Star game. I mean, I don't.
Okay,
so
there you go, Jamal.
No,
just hold the line. No, Jamal. Not tonight, Jamal. Hold the line, Jamal.
Okay, Ms. Blue. I'm still in tune, though. You can put me on hold. I'll still be up.
Okay, all right.
All
right, Jamal.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 405, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Elise calling from Michigan. I'm from Oklahoma, but calling from Michigan.
Okay, greetings to you. How are you, Elise?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'll get straight to it. I was calling kind of to get some direction. I'm actually, at the moment, working on some illustrations for a children's book. It's called Optimistic Opal and Her Magic Glasses of Gratitude. And I'm trying to decide on which direction to go with as far as, like, self-publishing. I was thinking about doing the Amazon has this new Kindle publishing on demand, e-books and different things. And then you just talking about the Internet made me really, it kind of stood out to me, and I just... kind of getting some direction as far as going to the next level.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's get a channel for you right now because I feel like I can do this for you. By the way, you guys, you know the Kim Business class is coming up. I definitely want to say that to you guys because it's really, really great. We do a lot of cool things in there, and you can always email about that as also. Here's the thing I want to tell you. Number one, for the book, and interesting enough, I've seen a little book floating in front of me, but definitely you don't want to start out and do an e-book. You want to start out and you want to do a hard copy, not a hard copy, but you know what I mean, a physical book. You want to do a physical book. And with that particular physical book, you want to start doing that first. So shop around. It's a lot of ways that you can self-publish and you can do a physical book. And you can actually get your book into a lot of the major bookstores, such as Barnes & Noble and a couple of other bookstores. It's not many of them left, but definitely in Barnes & Noble. They have a really good children's program that they have where they do story hours at their community centers inside Barnes & Noble. And that's going to be a good place for you to go. And so you know how people do book signings and they primarily do book signings for adults? Your book signing is going to be for children. And so the places that you can really kind of connect yourself with is going to be schools and also bookstores. But do a hard copy first. Do not go electronic. But what's going to happen is you also have a program to go along with your book that I see you're developing that also helps children with understanding things. That's where your big internet piece is going to come into play.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Ms. Blue.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out your Kim Business class.
Yes, do that, definitely. And I'd love to get a copy of that book. But go ahead.
Blue, I already plan on sending you a copy of it. I promise you that I already planned on it.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful, but yes, you don't want to do ebook right away. Like I said, your internet piece is going to be the aftermath of the book, and even where you can set up, where you can answer children to questions that children may have. So you're kind of going to be like a spiritual kind of wizard to them or sorceress,
where
they can send in their questions. I already seen you dreaming about this, so I'm just confirming it here for you. But that's going to be your internet piece. But the book, you need to do a physical book, and then the website is where they can send you questions and things that's going on in their own life, and you can help to give them feedback and guidance in that area.
Oh, my God. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
I'll keep listening. Thank you so much.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Peace and love to you. Lots of cosmic psychic activity out there. I told you guys. It's time to get it in. Calling in from area code 860, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Janine from Connecticut.
Hi, Janine.
Good. I'm glad to talk to you. I've been listening to the show for a while.
Good.
So I'm just, you know, excited to be able to talk to you finally. So my issue is, more about my intimate relationships. I seem to be, I guess, lack of a better word, just stagnated. Haven't really been in a long-term relationship for a while, but seem to, you know, always meet guys and nothing seems to never kind of go the distance. So I'm just trying to figure out whether it's some kind of past issue that I'm having, or, you know, I've read different things. I've tried to do a lot of different strategies and techniques, but nothing seems to kind of ever work to move me forward. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to see what you saw, what you can see, or, you know, give me any suggestions.
Yeah, I do. One of the things is it's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're a beautiful sister. You have amazing energy. Now, you have issues just like everybody else. but those issues is not what's keeping you from the relationship or really having the relationship. Believe it or not, what is really, really sort of kind of keeping you from this relationship that you have is actually your physical space.
Ah, okay.
And so you need to do some feng shui in there. You need to clean your physical space out. And here's two incense that I want you to begin to work with. And one of those is going to be cinnamon.
Okay.
And the other incense I want you to get is cedar. And so let me tell you the cool thing about this. Cinnamon, because cinnamon has one of the highest frequencies, particularly when you can get a good cinnamon incense, it has a happy vibration. Very, very happy vibration. And it really helps to open up those portals and gateway of joy and love, and it brings that energy all around you. And also, it heightens your awareness. So it's really, really good for that, to opening up. And also, it helps with the energy of receiving. And that's your problem. It's very hard for you to receive, whether that's love, whether that's help or whatever. And so the best place to bring it in is a place that you spend a lot of time, which is your home, your sacred space. So we want to bring some of that cinnamon energy in there, and that's going to help you with receiving, to be able to bring that energy in, that receiving energy, bring the happy vibration and all of those. And then the other thing I want you to work with, the other incense, is cedar. Now, cedar incense are really, really good anytime I need clarity, anytime you want clarity, anytime you want to bring resolution to a situation, especially if you're meditating, it's excellent for that. But really, the cedar energy really just helps you with cleansing. You know, it cleanses energy, and it gets rid of any negative or unwanted energy, and it helps with lifting the vibration and the frequency. So I want you to get two cinnamons. I want you to get the cedar and then also get the cinnamon, because that's really going to help you with the aura, the energy in your house. First, do some feng shui and then begin to get into that energy. And then next, what you're going to do is start to work with the goddess Vista, V-E-S-T-A. It's how she spells her name, Vista. Now, the goddess Vista is all about bringing in love, and also bringing in love and that warmth, you know, just sort of that soothing thing that you want to find inside of your home. The goddess Vista is with that. You can also get some of Vesta's music, which she embodied that energy of Vista, the goddess Vista. She embodied that energy here on the planet. And play some of Vesta's music in your home, you know, and she will begin to bring that love energy in your home. And then here's another thing. We just had the brother Jafar to come on, and he was talking about the art and how to begin to incorporate magical art into your sacred space. I want you to get either a picture or to get two statues that displays a masculine and a feminine energy. So you want to put these two together. And so anyone out there that's single and has problems finding a mate, finding a loved one, don't have pictures of single people in your house. So, for instance, if you are a man, if you only have pictures of just women around you, then, and that may not be a bad thing for some brothers, but all you're going to have is just women around you, separate from you. But you want to bring things of a couple in. So if you can find a beautiful portrait of a brother and sister together, get that picture and put it in your sacred space, particularly put it in your bedroom. Okay. And the same thing for sisters. You don't want to just have pictures of brothers around, because that's all you want to have is brothers from a distance all around you. You want to bring that energy of couples together, the couples coming in together. You want to bring that energy in. And okay. So that's going to help you to shift that energy. But take some time. Go through your sacred space. Clean out the drawers. You know, declutter. Get rid of old ideas and old thoughts, old clothes and all of these things. And then begin to start to work with all of those other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. thank you for that. It's a lot, but I definitely can handle it. And you were saying, you know, doing the feng shui, because I have these, like, I have a lot of books. I've read a lot, and I'm just like, is it time for me to just get rid of this stuff? And I'm like,
books are really, really good, but it may be a time for you that the knowledge that you needed to get out of those books you've already internalized. And maybe it's a good idea to maybe take some of those and either donate them or, you know, go to some of the used bookstores and trade them in. And maybe there's some new books that you want to get, or maybe there's just some things to give away. I personally have a sort of, I'm obsessed with books. And so I don't know if I can part with a book. I'll part with a pair of pumps before I part with books. But that's just me.
I'm the same way.
So I want you to begin to just sort of kind of get into those things and begin to work with that energy. Clean your sacred space. Declutter it. You can go back and listen to all the feng shui shows I've done and then start to work with the cedar and the cinnamon and the goddess Vista.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms.
All right. All right. And then call us back once you get that, when you get that date and those things start to go together. You're going to be like, ooh, wee. It's the magic right here.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. Well, peace and
thank
love
you.
To you. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, okay. This is Jay Wood calling from Ohio.
Greetings to you, Jay Wood. Greetings to you, Jay Wood. What's so for you this evening, Jay Wood?
I'm sorry. I missed that. I was taking off the speakerphone.
What's so for you this evening, Jay Wood?
What's so for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's good for you? What's good for you? What's your question?
Okay, my question is I had it and I lost it.
Okay, you need me to come back to you?
So, I've been feeling, okay, my question is, how do I keep my energy up throughout the week? Because I just be getting drained, like really easy.
Really, really drained. Well,
two things,
Jay Wood. One, you know, you need to make sure that throughout the day you are eating portions of meals throughout the day. Because I see a lot, you're having a lot of spikes. Your energy goes up and then it comes down. It comes down. And I want you to, you know, make sure that you eat throughout the day, not junk food, but really put some good food inside of you. Start taking a little better care of your body a little bit. Because I'm also seeing, Jay Wood, do you have headaches?
Huh?
Do you have headaches?
No.
Hmm.
Well, some slightly, but like.
You said what?
I don't have like ongoing headaches. It hurt for like 2 seconds and that's it, but no, not really.
Well, if it hurts and it's in your head, what's that called, Jay Wood?
A headache?
Yes, called a headache.
Okay.
And this is coming from you, Jay Wood, not listening to your intuition. And the other thing that I want you to do is definitely make sure you're getting out, getting enough sunlight, and doing some things that help bring your energy up. Because the other thing that I'm picking up from you, Jay Wood, is that you go from happy to very, very sad. Happy to very sad. Is that true?
Very true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want you to start kind of giving yourself a purpose and planning things in your day that make your energy go up. The sun is starting to come out more. I want you to get outside and get some more sun. And I want you to plan to do things that make your energy go up. And that's going to help you because you need to get more into Jay Wood. More into Jay Wood and do some constructive things. So that you have enough energy to do the things that you don't want to do. So, for instance, when you get up in the morning, make your bed. Because you don't never make your bed, Jay Wood.
Yes. Yeah.
You need to make your bed. Make your bed. And that way you know that your day is starting for you. And so, you know, really do these things. They seem like simple things, but they're things to really kind of set you on a course of having a beautiful day. So you want to begin to make your bed, and then you want to plan for things that you know makes your energy go up. And then take some time. You need to start meditating as well, too, because you don't meditate. And none of these spiritual things that we're talking about is going to work for you if you don't put any work. We have to do more than lip service. And I know lip service is good, but we got to do more than just lip service. We got to do some real work. So I need you to stop just giving lip service to it, and I need you to do some physical work. So that means meditating throughout your day, making your bed. That means giving yourself a purpose as you begin. If there's something you want to investigate more and research on, do that. If the sun is shining, you know, make it a point to go outside and maybe write in your journal and start doing a lot of these things that we talk about here on the Remix and not just give lip service to it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Love you, Jaywood.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Peace and love. All right, you guys. So, yeah, it's time. You know, lip service is good, but it's time to do the physical work, too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 904. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What up, Miss Blue? It's the Eye Guard. What's popping?
Oh, peace, Eye God. What's good for you?
Everything is crazy. Hey, I be sleep most of the time that y'all get the show cracking. So, nigga got to go to work in the morning, you know. But that's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. It is a good thing.
What up, Esther? What up, peoples? I ain't even been in the chat room in like 100 years. But I be on point. I just want to let you know, Miss Blue, I appreciate everything you've done for me, everything that you allowed me to see in myself. To know your magic deck is crucially official. And if y'all don't got that, you slip it on your pepper real bad.
Oh, well, thank you. Beautiful.
Yeah, I've been getting into the work a lot with the tarot card readings. I've been doing, like, other people's shit now. It's like I got my shit done. I'm trying to take care of other folks. So it's
beautiful.
That spooked out by everything. They spooked out by all the shit I do, but they still come in the morning and get a damn tarot reading from me. I'm like, oh shit.
Are you using the Kim deck?
Yes, both. I use a Crowley deck and I use the Kim deck. I use my Kim deck for my personal use. To be honest with you, Miss Blue, that's me. I keep that on my altar, and that's my personal growth. And I don't really share that with a lot of people, you know. I used to, when I first got the deck, I was putting up pictures of the cards and all that stuff like that. And then I said, you know what, let me stop doing this. And then, boom, I would just take a card with me all day. And I wouldn't even look at it. And then the energy that was on the card, I would even have the same colors on that day as the card that I picked. It was that type of synchronicity. But I don't even think you need to go into that. People need to get it and experience that shit for themselves.
Beautiful.
See how it works. I just wanted to check in with you, let you know everything is beautiful with me.
Well, we love you too. And that's great to know, because I do have so many readers and so many people have advanced their work with the Kim deck. So it is so good to hear that and to get that feedback and know you're out there. So definitely. So peace and love to you. And thanks for calling in and sharing that.
No doubt. All right, Ms. Wolf. Peace.
All right. Peace. Oh, how beautiful is that? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live on the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hey, what's up, Miss Blue? How you doing? This is Blaze.
Oh, greetings to you, Blade.
Greetings. I just wanted to say that I feel great. I mean, I feel like I'm about to bust with so much energy.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know, is the feeling real? You know?
Yes. Yes, how can it not be? How can it not be?
I just feel like this year is going to be the most awesome year that I've lived so far. So
mm-hmm.
could you give me anything on that?
Yes. Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, we talked about, you know, it is, as our brothers and sisters in the East would call it, the year of the Naga, the year of the Nigga, the snake energy, which, of course, we know that is the Kundalini energy that is rising. And, yeah, it's going to be really, really good. One of the things that come up for you is that I see your throat chakra in a very, very bright, bright pink color. And it is extending very far. So what that tells me is that you're going to be doing communication on all kinds of levels, which is really, really good for you because your work is about communicating. Through many different mediums and many different forms. So, yeah, it's going to be a great year for you. It is. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's all I needed to know.
So keep doing what you do, and when that movie hits and goes to the Sundance Film Festival, I better get an invitation.
Miss Blue, you know you're going to be there. You already know that.
Yes.
You're the first one I'm going to call.
Well, beautiful, but yes, your energy feels amazing. Like your throat chakra is probably about 8 or 9 blocks wide. That aura you're sending out is about 8 blocks away. So they see you come in, you like the meteorite that passed over Russia that came down. They see you coming 8 blocks away.
Blazing. Hey, thank you.
Blazing. There you go. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Much love. Thank you.
Oh, that is beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Lots of great things. Also, someone put it in the chat room, so thank you. Today is the last day for the empowerment ritual. So for those of you who did not do the empowerment ritual, you need to get on it. You still have time to do that. And you can hear all the details by calling the Know Your Magic line, which is 641-715-3800. And then the access code to get into the Know Your Magic line, access code is, somebody help me with the access code. One of the smarty pants in the Remix. If you have the Remix app, which you can download for your smartphone or smart device on the Android market, you can click the button. It takes you straight there, and it takes you straight in so that you can get, you can call the number, access code, I believe is 10569#, the access code, and you guys can get that. Mm-hmm. And so the phone number for the Know Your Magic line is 646, let me give you the number. The number for the Know Your Magic line is going to be 641-715-3800. And then the access code is going to be 10569#. Thank you. Oh, you guys in the chat room is up on it. I told you, smarty pants, all of you guys. All right, well, we're going to continue here live in the Remix, taking your calls, doing readings here, and going to the next caller, calling in from area code 734. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Steven. I'm just calling. This is my first time hearing your show, so I'm just calling to get a reading.
Okay, Steven, first-time listener to the Remix. Welcome to you, Steven. Welcome. It's so good to have you here on the line. Also, Stephen, where are you calling from?
Detroit.
You're calling from Detroit. All right. And you're calling to get a reading. Is there a particular area in your life, Stephen, you want to talk about?
Yeah, my school.
Your school. All right. All right, Stephen, let's talk about what's going on with you and school at this particular time. One of the things that I can tell you is that I know you're in school, and I know you were very, very excited about where school was going to take you. Right now, I see that you're in the point where you're thinking about taking a break from school this next coming semester?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to know. If at all possible, don't take a break. Don't take a break. Because I kind of see you kind of want to go do something else. I know a part of it has to do with finances, and some of it just has to do with other obligations and things that you want to do, and also just some struggles about some of the classes and some of the grades. So talk to me a little bit about where you are there and why you're feeling, because right now what Spirit is saying is that you need to get a new story. Don't do that. You're kind of too close to really kind of give up now. And also one of the things, Stephen, is that you really don't start a lot of things and finish them. And so I know it's going to be a difficult struggle if you put this on that list.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So what are you feeling now about school? You feel like you made the wrong choice about what you want to do?
No, I just feel like I picked the wrong time to actually try to go and, you know, further my education.
Because of just your family obligations?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I say. You can do them both. People do it all the time. You can do them both. Is it going to require you to do work? Of course it is. Is it going to be challenging? Yes. Is it going to be worth it in the end for you? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It really, really is. Talk to me about your mother.
Well, yeah, I love her. She's a little bit crazy sometimes, but, you know, she's a mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
She gets a little carried away when it comes to me sometimes, but
she what you know, now?
She gets a little carried away, you know what I'm saying, with it when it comes to me and my siblings, but you know what I'm saying, that's what mother's supposed to do.
You think she gets a little carried away, or she may be bringing things to your attention that you don't want to focus on?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, the reason I say that is because your mother really kind of wants you to stay with school, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the reason I say that, because she came up to, your mother's energy came up. And here's what I say, what Spirit is saying is that you need to stay with where you are. You need to figure out a way to stay committed to school and take care of those things that you need to do. You'll thank yourself in the end, because what's happening now is you're sort of kind of getting yourself to the position where you feel like you're sort of destined to not make it. And you feel like every time you take three steps forward, something knocks you five steps back.
Every day. Every day.
Yes. And so what's going to happen is by you sticking in there, doing what's in your heart and what you want to do, and also taking care of other things, it's going to put you in a better position to understand that you're not free-falling in life, that you are definitely in charge of your destiny. and you can do it. People work and go to school every day. I can tell you for myself, just last year, I was working a physical job plus doing the show two nights a week, doing readings all week, and going back to school for my master's at the same time. Plus, I have a family. I'm no different than you. You do what you want to do, but it takes work. And too many dreams in your life you have let go of already. And you don't want to be somewhere 40, 50 years old saying coulda, shoulda, woulda. Because coulda, shoulda, woulda has killed more people in the world than any disease, any war, and any famine.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So I say, Miss Blue says, hang in there. You can do it. All that talk that you talk about what you want to do and what you're capable of doing, if you have somebody that can believe in you, well, I'm here to tell you right now, I believe in you. And I say you can go to school and you can work full time and you can maintain the grades and maintain the things that you need to do, take care of your family, take care of your responsibilities, and continue to do what you need to do.
Okay.
You can do it.
You really just made it feel like I can.
So, how's that for a first-time call-in? You can do it, Stephen.
Yeah.
And definitely call us back and let us know.
I got my brother here with me. He the one actually got me to call you, and he was just if he could talk to you before you
get off. Let's talk to the brother that got you to call in.
Okay,
let's talk to him.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's me again, Brandon, the shy guy.
Oh, hey, Brandon, that was your older brother?
Yeah. How do you know he's my
older brother? Are you serious? You asking me how I know he's your older brother? Come on now.
That was a joke.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Brandon. Oh, I love it. We were just talking about brothers with the brother Jafar and the brother Bilal. And now look at this. Brothers over there. Well, that's really, really good. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Brandon. I'm glad you got your brother to call in. So your brother can do it. He needs to do it.
I believe in him, too.
That's right. Well, there you go, Brandon. We put it out there. He's going to do it. That's his work. He needs to go on and handle it up. Well, that's good. That's good. Thank you so much for calling in and having your brother call in. So, yeah.
Can I get a reading now?
You sure can, Brandon. What you want a reading for? What you need a reading on?
I wanted to know about basically is the path that I'm taking, like, the right path? And, one time I was looking in the mirror for a long time, and it's like I seen, like, a person. Like, I don't know if he was, like, a past life person or anybody, but it was, like the mirror, it went blurry on the outer side, on the outer edge, but I just seen a face. It was, like, an older, like, monk-looking person, but he was staring right at me. And I know I wasn't, like, hallucinating or nothing, but I want to know if you could tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. One of the things that I will tell you when you say, are you on the right path? One of the things to know is that you're always on the right path. Now, I'm not so spiritual to say that we're doing some things and it may be the long way as opposed to maybe a path that won't be so challenging. And right now, here's a couple of things for you, Brandon, is definitely you want to begin to get grounded. I want you to get very, very grounded into where you are with you. And do some work on yourself, you know, on your physical body. Like, I almost see you lifting weights to get some strength into your physical body. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want you to work on your physical body and your strength. And the reason I say that is because even when you begin to work your physical body and you begin to move, this also helps to shift your energy with the inside of you. And so when those cells and all of those things and the blood is pumping through us, it opens up all kinds of channels for us as well, too. So there is power in also working the physical body. So I want you to get into really kind of working with your physical body and becoming very, very comfortable with that as well. Okay? I want you to become very comfortable with that. Now, as far as you seeing someone in the mirror, I can definitely believe it was a part of you in the past life. And this is something that many of you guys can do in the mirror. If you look in the mirror, if you have a camera, you can do it this way. Just turn really quick and take pictures and take pictures and take pictures and move from side to side to side to side to side to side. You'll begin to start to see different, you can catch a glimpse of yourself in the past life. And so I know that you'll be able to, tap into that and see yourself sort of in that past life too. Yeah, that's really cool. That's good stuff, Brandon. Good stuff. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you for the
reading
for me and my brother. He's still over here smiling.
Well, good for him. Good for the big brother. And for you too, Brandon. Thanks so much. You guys keep listening. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Okay. Same to you. Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, cosmic psychic activity is what we're doing, and also readings here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, I kind of lost my place here. Let me see where I was. Calling in, it looks like from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you say
901?
901,
yeah.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
Low. Hello.
You said low, L-O, low?
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Greetings to you, low. Where are you calling from?
Memphis.
Okay, you're calling from Memphis. All right, yes. Greetings, low. And
greetings,
so what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I really would like to know what's going on with my job. I've had an incident that has caused me some issues, and I just want to know, you know, what's going on. I mean, I'm devastated over it. It actually
mm-hmm.
has caused me a stuttering problem that I never had before, and it comes from anxiety and, you know, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I just mm-hmm. don't know. I mean, I know it's almost like I know what to do, but I had an incident when I returned back to work, and I know it was a setup what they did, and
mm-hmm.
I just really don't want them to get away with this and
mm-hmm.
what they
mm-hmm.
did was actually traumatized me. Excuse me. Talk about them, I begin to stutter, but they did a horrific job on me, and I want justice for what they've done. And I really don't believe they need to get away with it, but because they are corporate, they have, you know, the money, the power and stuff. But, you know, I just need to know if they will get away with this. They don't need to get away with it. And how can I make sure that justice is done about what they've done to me and several other people?
Well, here's two things, and thank you for that. I can feel the I don't want to call it anxiety, but I can feel sort of just your energy as you begin to talk about it here. I can feel it within you. Two things that I want you to know. One, don't worry about them getting justice.
You said what?
Don't worry about them getting justice.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. And let me tell you why I say don't put any energy into giving, making them get justice. Because they're never going to get justice in that way. You understand what I'm saying? You know, they're not going to get justice in that way, and it's not designed for them to even get justice in that way. I want to take you back. I want to take you back to, because I see that you've been working for this company for over 2 years, correct?
Oh, yes, actually very long, over 20 years. And
okay, so maybe it's 20. I see two.
Okay.
I see the two, so maybe maybe it's 20 years. You've been working for them for a very, very long time. What I do see in the next couple of months, you're going to get an opportunity to leave, and to leave with a very nice beverage package and to be able to go, because this is really all about them trying to get rid of those people who have tenured there. So that's what they're doing. They did this about 6 months ago, and they let go of a flux of people, correct, if I'm seeing this correctly? And so now it's time that they're trying to get this second wave of people out. And it's really only a few of you left that they need to get rid of, and you're one of them. Okay?
Well,
now,
okay.
Here's the thing. I also want you to think about a couple of years ago when you thought about leaving, but you didn't. Okay. Does that make sense? There was a time that you actually thought about leaving the company, but you didn't go. Now, stay with me here, because I'm going to focus on you. I'm not going to focus on the company, because it does no good to focus on them. Absolutely none. Okay, and I'm only concerned about you. A couple of years ago, when you thought about leaving the company, about 3 years ago, you literally did leave. But physically, you were getting up, going to work every single day. And every single day that you went to work, you were able to see things in this company that you hadn't seen before. Does that make sense? So all of the little slimy things they were doing and all the dirt, it was almost like you became very psychic and very intuitive. You could see everything that was about to happen. And you were telling people. Watch what they're getting ready to do. Watch what I tell you. Watch they're getting ready to let this person go. Watch what I tell you. They're finna cut this out. They're finna do this. Because technically, you had already left the job. So know that they don't have any power over you unless you give it to them. Unless you give it to them. The stuttering is coming in because you gave it to them. You understand? And so now what you have to do is begin to take that energy back. Two things, and one thing particularly that I definitely want you to begin to do some work with, and it has a lot to do with the fairy kingdom. But I also see that coming up here in the course, almost in the next 6 days, you're going to see a shift, and almost in the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to see a shift. Don't worry about them getting their justice. What you want to worry
I want my justice from them.
Well, hold on a second. You're not going to get justice from them. What you want from them is to be compensated for the work you've done. Not justice.
Okay. Of course.
You understand? Not justice. You want to be compensated for your work. And the reason you need to change that energy, because if we do a fair justice here, then that's going to neutralize you to a zero. You know why? Because just as much shit as they've done to you, you have done that shit to them. That makes y'all even. This blue is going to keep it 100 with you. You understand? As much as they tried to get over on you, you started getting over on them. Which means that y'all are even. And that's justice. So we're not looking at justice. Because justice is going to mean that both of y'all walk away with nothing. That's justice.
No, but I have to walk away with something.
With something. There you go. So you want
like
to be
this.
Compensated, but listen to what I'm saying. You want to be compensated for the work that you've done. And that compensation is going to come to you once you begin to take your ownership and recognize your role in this. Now, you are going to have an opportunity, but I don't see this coming until after you've left this company, that there is going to be some sort of class action suit against them. But that is way down the line. That's not something you can depend on at this time.
Right.
So your focus now is...
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I'm paranoid, okay?
No, I don't think you're paranoid.
Okay, what I'm about to ask, and that's because I know and I've worked in a particular department and know what they are capable of doing. I'm talking to you now, okay? So I'm thinking that they also may be listening on the phone. And
No, they're not listening here, but they do listen at work. They listen at work. They watch the websites that you're going to. They have a tracker on everything you click on and everything you do at work, not at your home. But you're
not
right. They
home.
All not at
and,
home.
And I say that for many reasons because I actually had to go to the police station to try and get their attention as well to make sure that what happened to me will not happen to anyone else, not to say that it won't, because it probably will happen again. It just depends on if you're an African American or a Caucasian. So,
well, here's the thing I want you to know, and I want you to listen to me very closely. Clearly, they're not doing this to you because you're black.
Okay.
They're not.
Okay.
I want you to understand that this is bigger than just your skin color.
Understand?
This is about your consciousness.
You're right.
It's about your
not...
consciousness.
Yes, of course.
If you was orange with your consciousness, you would be a target.
Right.
Okay. Right. I understand on a human level, these are things that can be used later. But what I'm telling you is that's going to be very far down the line. Here are some of the things that you can begin to do. So in the meanwhile, you don't drive yourself loony and you become too loony that you can't even fight for your rights when it's time to do it. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to start working with fairy energy. And fairy, like Tinkerbell, fairy energy.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because you have a lot of fairies around you. And one of the things that you can begin to do, and you can actually sort of kind of get these objects here, and so that you can begin to work with these things. A bell, you need to get some jasmine, cinnamon, either essential oil or either or incense. You can work with that. And you need to keep fresh flowers in your house. This is going to keep the fairies around you. One of the things that the fairies help do is they help with the electromagnetic field that is around you. And once you begin to bring the fairies in, the fairies is going to help you build that electromagnetic field around you. So even when you go to work, those fairies will be with you. So some of the things you can begin to do is either carry sort of a flower with you. I know the weather is starting to change in some places. You know, maybe put a little flower in your hair. Some of those things, because that's going to help you build your electromagnetic field. Do some work. Start to study some of the fairies and one that is going to come up close to you that you can begin to work with. Fairies work with, of course, we know with nature and all of those things, but they also, because of this energy that we're in, and we'll be talking about these bees and different things too, but these fairies really is helping to with the vibration and how the current is changing in the energy that's out here. And, of course, if you have that talk that Brother Bobby Hemmett did on fairies, it'll tell you some real powerful energy about fairies there. But really start to begin to work with fairies and that fairy energy and begin to work with it.
Never heard of that before. I heard of a lot of things, but fairies is not what I've heard of before.
Mm-hmm. Are you new to the remix? Because we talk about fairy stuff all the
yes.
time.
Yes, I am. I'm actually new.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome
Thank
as a
you.
New listener. We stay in the woo-woo a lot over here. We are woo-woo, woo-woo. but we do all kinds of other things, too. But you have a lot of that fairy energy. One of the things, if you can't find anything else, you can go by Walmart or Best Buy and pick up the movie Tinkerbell, and you can watch that to understand what the fairy energy is all about, and you're going to see how they begin to just work with nature and work with things. But you have fairies around you, and they're here to really, really help you to stabilize your energy and help you with a protective aura to put that all around yourself there. But know that they are not doing anything to you at home. I know you got pretty spooked out by what happened at work and that situation, and your goal now is just to go into work and just to do your job and be who you are. And so even if you have to get into the mirror, this is an exercise I want you to do in the morning. Look yourself in the mirror, and I want you to begin to tap on your sternum bone. And you guys who are out there, you can do it too.
Tap
on your sternum. Your sternum. Your sternum, which is the bone. If you go down from your neck, that bone that sort of kind of comes down inward as you're coming towards where your cleavage is, that bone that's right up in there. That's your sternum.
Okay.
And tap on your sternum. I am safe, I am loved, and I am protected. And anytime you feel that anxiety come up on you, I want you to start to tap. And even if you can begin to do that inside your mind, if you're at work, you can do that. This is also one of the major meridian points that's in your body, and you have them all throughout your body. I don't want to give you a crash course in everything we talk about in the remix here, but I want you to tap on that sternum. I am safe, I am loved, and I am protected. And just tap that, and you will feel your energy level come down, and it will release all of that negative energy. And just that tapping there, you can do it in the mirror in the morning.
In the neck. In the neck, you say, or in the...
It's down from your neck, that bone. If you take your fingers and start from your chin and just roll your fingers all the way down your neck until you get to your first bone.
Okay.
The bone in your chest right there. You feel it?
Yes, I do.
And just tap. Let's do it right now. I am safe.
I am loved. I am loved.
And I am protected.
You see how that feels? I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
I am loved. And I am protected. There's been a lot of science in this exercise that you're doing here. This is even why mothers, when we have our babies, we pat them on the back and we rock them. And just that tapping moment helps to keep the current, keep their energy flowing through their body, and just really release any negative thoughts and calms them down.
Right. And you know what? I have a friend who had tapping done to her. Well, this was with the psychology, so the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And she said that all of her information has been fouled away because she can't remember what had happened to her from her past that much.
Yeah.
Because they fouled, you know, when she did the tapping, it fouled the information away. So, and it was a great source, but sometimes I'll bring up something to her and then she'll have to, oh, goodness, I have to take this because I've forgotten about it. Now that you open my mind up, I can will it back out. But, yeah, it's something. And I've actually had tapping done, but I didn't. It wasn't very successful for me because I did not finish the I don't want to call it a program, but
the
session. The
whole,
I didn't finish
right.
the session. Yes. And
well, now you can do it for yourself because we're all about empowering here on the Remix. So you get to
what
do it.
What time do you come on?
I typically, now it's a little crazy, but typically I come on Friday nights at 10:30 and then on Sunday night between 9 and 10:30. Just depends on what's going on in the universe out there. So, that's what time I come on. But I just talking to you and even everyone in the chat room is saying too, we can feel your energy has been lifted. You're not stuttering. You don't have that anxiety. All of those things.
The only time I normally stutter is when I get into the conversation about what transpired, and I've never stuttered before, and it just amazes me. And my friends and my coworkers, how traumatic this has caused me. I don't give in to them. Actually, I am standing up for what I know to be right. I'm a very conscientious person, but what happened to me is absolutely out of line for any and everybody.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Then you also know, like myself, I'm very familiar with corporate. I've been working in corporate since I've been 15 years old, and I probably have seen it all. Trust me. Seen, heard, and seen it all. One of the things that you know is that it's not about what the mental, what your mind can reason. They could care less about that. And so there is a way that you can filter that energy so much more positive than it could destroy yourself. Because truth is, 3 years ago, you left there.
Yeah.
And so now what you want is to be compensated for all the bullshit and for all the hard work that you put in. And that's the stance that you take. And in the meantime, you keep your sanity. Don't allow them to take that, because with that gone, there's no money in the world. There's not anything that can help you bring you back to you.
Okay.
So work with those fairies. Keep tapping. And welcome to the Remix. By the way, how did you start listening?
Well, actually, I was on Blog Talk and just trying to figure out a new way of looking for different talk shows.
Okay.
And that's how I did it.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Remix.
Yeah,
and it's good to hear from you. Call back and let me know how things are going. Beautiful.
I will call you back, and I appreciate you talking to me and everything. But so you think that my job, I will see. I'm not at work right now. I'm not working.
Eventually, they're gonna let you go.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're gonna let you go. You will be compensated for that, but know that eventually they're going to let you go. They're going to let it go. Which is going to be one of the best things that can happen to you.
Right.
And like I said, maybe a couple of years down the road, I see that there is going to be some sort of class action suit against them, and they will have to compensate you even more for what they've already compensated you for.
Right.
So you're in a good place. You're in a great place. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep tapping. Okay. Keep tapping.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
Have a wonderful night. And peace and love to you too.
Keep listening.
Do you have a Facebook?
Oh, hold on. I think you asked, do I have a Facebook page?
Yes.
I do actually have a Facebook page, although right now it says I have too many friends on Facebook.
Shame on
them. But here's what you can do. You can go over and join the Remix Radio page, or you can also go over and join the Remix Family Group. And both of those pages are dedicated to the Remix and everyone who comes on the show. And everyone is so helpful there. They share ideas. They share thoughts. They pass on information. They do all kinds of things over there. So it's a great place for you to share some information and connect with other Remix listeners.
Right, yeah, because I need that. I'm sort of lonely. But
you won't be lonely over there.
Oh, I won't. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Right. Peace and love
okay,
you.
Good night. I want to still listen.
Yes, still listen. Don't hang up. All right, you guys, we're live in the Remix, Cosmic Psychic Energy, doing readings here. Of course, me, Miss Blue, if you want a one-on-one reading, you know you can always contact me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. You can do that and get yourself over there. You can also go over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook. I see you guys over there. And you can post some comments about tonight's show, about what's going on. We have lots of great shows planned for the Remix family coming up, just all kinds of great shows. So go over there. It's lots of great things, lots of great conversation going on in the chat form here. And just enjoying you guys here tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, let's see. Wow, I kind of lost my place. There's a whole bunch of y'all online. Here we go. Calling in from area code 706. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Corey from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Corey from Atlanta.
All right, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. I certainly can.
Yeah, just calling in to get a reading.
Okay, what's going on, Corey?
Everything seems to be pretty well in my life right now. I guess I get a reading on maybe finances. I kind of had an idea maybe for a business or something.
What kind of business, Corey? Because you do a lot of work. I know you're just not calling in just if everything is going well and you've got some ideas for business. Tell me what you want.
No, that's what do you mean what I want? I mean, just what do you see in general?
As far as what, though? Tell me.
Finances. What do you see at work, where my new job that I just got recently?
It's a commission-based job?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a commission-based job. It's going to be a little challenging for you. I think it's going to be a great place for you to begin to branch off and to do other things. I will be honest with you. You're not going to like it as much as you thought you were. I know. You're not going to like it as much as you thought you were, Corey. But it's going to be a great opportunity for you to see some things for yourself. And also, it's going to be a great opportunity for you to get another job that's actually not going to be commission-based. I actually see you meeting somebody within the next, feels like, within, I'll say within the next 7 months, that actually is going to turn into more of a non-commission based job, more salary, and something that you're going to really, really enjoy doing.
Okay, that's cool. I thought I was thinking about doing something over the internet, you know, like writing. Do you see anything with that?
Well, I mean, you can do anything that you want as far as doing something with writing, but writing how? I mean, you can just open up, I mean, you can get free blogs and just start writing, but tell me what you mean as far as writing.
Kind of still developing the idea in my head.
Yeah, that's why it's not, it hasn't developed yet. One of the things that I would encourage you to do is to really try to follow your heart and not try to follow finances. Really follow your heart and not finances, because anybody will be able to sell you a pipe dream and you'll go chase it only to find out it's a rusty-ass pipe. It's just a distraction to take you away from where you need to be and where your focus needs to be. And one of your focuses needs to definitely be to focus on your wife and support her, your family, and to contribute to that. So this job that you have that is commission-based, it's really going to give you an opportunity to show you another side of yourself, which is a beautiful thing. And it's also because commission-based jobs, one of those things about commission-based jobs, you really get to see what you put in is what you get out. And that is for anyone like myself or anyone who works for themselves. It really is going to help you understand why you don't chase money. Because if you value yourself on what you get back, it's not going to feel so good. So you're going to put out a lot, but you may not get back a whole lot because it's not based upon money. There is an excellent book by, I can't think of the guy's name, but he wrote a book, and in the book, he talked about what separated those who were financially secure from those who were not. And I've talked about this particular principle because it's a universal principle on the remix. And that is those who are financially secure don't invest in other people's interests. That means they don't work for anyone else other than themselves. And that's one of the key principles that we help you understand in the Kim Business class, who you're truly working for. So you can learn how to tap into that energy within yourself to understand that the only person that you're truly working for is yourself. But there is sort of a code or frequency, if you will, to understanding where that is, where that formula is within you. And that's what we do in the Kim Business class. We help you find your formula of understanding how you can always work for you, regardless of whose name is on the door when you get up in the morning or whatever you're doing.
Definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, so that's definitely where you're going to find your success. So, yeah. So that's what Ms. Blue has to say. Yeah.
I listened to you guys Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and talking about the feng shui. We just moved in a new place. Do you feel it? You see anything with the feng shui in here where we just moved?
Do I see anything with the feng shui? Yes, you guys need to put those beautiful pictures of yourself and Nisha up. You need to have them. Put those pictures in your bedroom. Good energy. You're in a good space. It feels good. The energy feels good in there. It feels really good.
All right, Ms. Lou.
Mm-hmm.
We know it. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, peace and love to you guys. Give my love to Nisha.
All right.
All right. Aw, how beautiful is that? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 972, we're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes, greetings.
This is Sherry in Dallas.
Hey, Sherry in Dallas. Sherry, I was just in Dallas.
I know. I was here. You was at the gallery of my favorite place.
I was
so
hanging
next
out
to North Park.
At the Galleria. Yes.
I said, I've been meaning to write, but everything is going well, but
mm-hmm.
it's a big but because I'm doing my work. I am, I'm having dreams, and my dreams have been so off the chain in the sense that I know my dreams are, the best way I could describe them is carbon coming from the sky while I'm dreaming. They look like big balls of clouds going toward
mm-hmm.
my head sometimes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes toward my heart, sometimes
mm-hmm.
To the left, to the right. And I do know that they are knowledge. And because
mm-hmm.
Some days when those dreams happen, things happen and I know why they're happening based upon
mm-hmm.
those. I call it receiving carbon-based knowledge. That's what my heart is telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get a reading because I've been working on my relationships. I've been working on
mm-hmm.
my finances. I've been working
mm-hmm.
on everything that we talked about, our readings and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
I've got confirmation about my past life, da-da-da-da-da. So what
right.
I am calling
mm-hmm.
and was hoping to, well, I knew I was going to get in. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to know what is going on around me because all the work that I'm doing, I don't feel lonely the first time in my life. But I listen to the remix. Sometimes I get on and then I get on the internet, but I don't call in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then sometimes I be listening on my phone to call in and then I fall asleep. And
mm-hmm.
then I have more carbon-based dreams. I
mm-hmm.
know I need to do cleanses and physical because of my rashes and my sugar craving. And
mm-hmm.
the only thing that's crazy is my thumbs is crazy. But like today, I was going through my desk and I found $150 and I was down to my last $20. So
mm-hmm.
money is not a problem, but I don't
right.
have any. Isn't it crazy to say that?
No, not
so
at all.
What's going on, Ms. Blue?
Not at all. Not, that's not crazy. It sounds like you're doing a lot of trusting and
yes.
knowing.
Yes.
So I'll take it one step further than the trusting. Sounds like you're doing a lot of trusting and knowing. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong. I guess the question I'll ask you is, why do you feel something is wrong?
Well, maybe I wanted to talk to you, and then maybe because you were so close to the Galleria by me listening, and it's so many. and if you like the Galleria, you need to go to North Park, Miss Blue. Cause
oh,
I've been
to North Park, too. I love North Park, too. I do, and I'm familiar with those spots in Dallas, you know, those shopping
yes,
spots.
I'm so crazy. I'm up in North Park looking at a $1,750 dress, and I'm be honest with myself, if I had it, I would have bought
mm-hmm.
it. If I had it,
mm-hmm.
I would have. But
well,
like
listen,
I said,
you know, it's absolutely nothing wrong with taking currency and investing it in to what you want.
Oh.
I don't think anything is, there's nothing wrong with that. We do it all the time. You know, the crazy thing is that the average person, if you lived past the age of 30, then over the course, by the time you've lived past 30, and this is just the average person, this is not, we're not talking about people who are successful or people who are well off, you've had more than $1 million come through your hands.
Truth. That's true.
Most people can't show for a tenth of it. No, it doesn't seem crazy. We spend currency. We invest, whether that's our energy, whether it's our thoughts, whether it's monetary things. We invest in things that we feel that is important to us. We do. I mean, I wouldn't do it per se, but invest
like I said,
in what we want. You know,
there's nothing wrong
with that.
But since I didn't have it, it was a beautiful silk dress. But so I'm trying to, I feel good, even though I am having skin issues, and I know how to take care of that, and I know what caused it. And I just wanted you to give me a read of what is going on around me the next couple of days, because I do have a lot of things going on, and I've been dealing with a lot of things, but nothing so stressful or crazy, you know what I mean? And the most significant thing that's going on is a lot of dear friends, I know I'm finally ready for them to be repositioned in my life, you know?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, that's beautiful. Here's one of the things that I will say to you. And I'll challenge anybody out there that does readings with this. And, you know, and I say this in my readings, it's not about predicting the future because no one can do that. And I'll tell you why I say it. Now, I can tell you if your energy stays where it is, what are some likely things that's going to happen? And we're going to talk about that. But know that there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of different possibilities because everyone here is operating in free will. And so at any given moment, you can decide to do A or you could just stop in the middle of your tracks and say, I want to do K. And that is going to change everything for you. And so still, Sherry, one of the things that I will tell you, where your lessons is, if this had to be the word, it still has to do with those things, the matters of the heart. It's about forgiveness. It's about you being able to live in harmony and to love. And two things I want to show you. When you say that you have these rashes and they're flaring up, because we know everything has an occult side, two things. One, you're almost allergic to yourself.
That's so funny because I had come to that conclusion 2 days ago.
You're allergic to yourself. Ain't that some shit? But anyway, let me clean that up a little bit. Let me clean that up just a little bit. Let me clean it up just a little bit. But no, that's what it is. You're actually allergic to yourself. And one of those things, a part of what is actually irritating you. If you can look at it this way, your higher self is irritated as hell with your conscious mind. It's irritated that your higher self, the higher part of you, the part of you that really just connects with the divine, just wants to smack the shit out of your conscious self. It really does. It wants to shake you and say, stop it. It really does. That's where the irritation is coming from. And what is telling you to stop is telling you because rashes is about delays, things in our lives that don't go right or things in our lives that don't go exactly as we plan or that they're taking too long to manifest the way that we foresee them manifesting. And so your higher self is saying to you, Sherry, slow down, stay focused, stay centered in your heart, leave all that other stuff alone so that we can finally get to what it is we want, not what's in our mind, but what's in our heart. Live from that perspective. And then you'll be able to live in harmony with everything. Because what is going on around you is that there is no harmony. And if there is sort of this battle going on internally, then it has to be discourse externally.
Right.
But the good thing is, because you're such a wonderful, loving person at the core, at your essence, this is why you could be broke, search through your house, and find $100. You understand? It's not a constant flow, but it is a flow that sort of is a broken flow. It sort of kind of stops, and then it goes. It stops, and then it goes. It stops, and then it goes. What you want is for that flow to be constant. The only way it's going to get constant is that you sit still enough that you can hear that higher voice within yourself, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for Sherry and everyone connected to you. When you start to be able to live in harmony from within, then the rashes will go away. Those rashes will calm themselves down. The delays, it won't be long delays. So if there is an opportunity for you to work on a project or to go do something or connect with someone, it's not going to keep getting delayed. It'll be a constant flow for you. So that's what Miss Blue has.
Okay, Miss Blue. I'm going to have to re-listen to this because I'm hearing your words. They make sense, but it's not computing. I'm going, how can I get in harmony? How can I? I'm gonna read this to put your words. Okay.
Yeah.
You told me what I needed to know now. It's not computing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you're thinking about it way too much, which is still your conscious mind. Just allow things to sit with you. Let it sit in your heart, not in your mind. Your mind
That's
is still
true.
Trying to figure it out. And the mind is always the aftermath. Okay?
That's true.
True,
That's true
hearing doesn't come in through the ears or through the head. It true hearing comes in through the heart.
Through the heart, I know.
Listen to the words. Listen to the feeling within inside of you. And that's how you connect with it. You're already there. You just want to make it constant.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay, I guess I just wanted to talk because everything is good. But I'm curious about these knowledge balls I'm getting. And they're so real, you know?
Well, this is what we've been talking about here on the Remix on all these shows, and I talked about it tonight about what's going on in the cosmos. It's a lot of psychic energy out there. You have your name for it, but really it's just cosmic psychic energy. The portals are shifting, the magnetic field is changing, and when you're able to tap into it, then you can pull that energy in. But here's something, because you bring up a very good point, Sherry. Here's something. Know that when you do certain work, and just because who we are energetically as people, we're going to be able to tap into all of this energy. That's not the hottest shit on the block. The hottest shit on the block is how can I tap into this energy and then begin to help it to use me to raise my frequency and vibration to do the work that I came back to do. Because you still have to do the alchemy with it. We have a whole lot of people that can channel information that is all over the world, and some of them are so fucking crazy you can't even sit down and talk to them. So being able to tap into that information, yeah, that's good shit. But really, if you cannot do anything to make a difference in what you actually came back here to do, then it's psychic masturbation.
I agree. I definitely agree with that one. I see. Like I said, everything's good here in Dallas. And like I said, I'm trying to get the constancy. And you confirmed that I knew I needed to operate off of my heart. So I can't wait to go to bed tonight.
Well, there you go. you can go to bed and you can pull down all of that beautiful energy and you can begin to internalize that and just continuously keeping your flow and your heart open and just working with that energy.
and thank you.
Oh, thank you. It was good talking to you. And
next time you come to Dallas, give me a buzz. I'm in the telephone book.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
I am in the telephone book.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Peace and love. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. Oh, I have to type something really quick. I'm going to say it out loud. Tell them children to repeat their words, not Miss Blue or anyone else. That's what you do. Don't let your children repeat other people's words. Stop it. They should be repeating their own words. That's the problem today. Everybody wants to repeat some shit somebody else said. That's why you jacked up. First of all, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning around the world. Those children should be in bed. Why are they up? All right, you guys, we're going to keep going. Just having a great time here. We're live in the remix. we're live in the remix. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where are you calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. I'm calling from Connecticut. This is Toya.
Okay, this is Toya from Connecticut. Greetings to you, Toya, from Connecticut.
Ms. Blue, I am feeling highly agitated. I don't know where it's coming from, and I'm kind of concerned about my finances.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we just speak, Toya?
Yes, we did.
I could have swore we just spoke. And when we talked, Toya, we were talking about you moving.
Yes.
Refresh me. About you moving.
We were talking about moving,
About your daughters?
About my daughters, yes, everything.
Yeah, okay. And I told you that it's probably going to be about 18 months.
Yes.
And you told me, oh, no, that's going to be happening right away, Ms. Blue.
No, I told you that was about my probation. Which
yes,
it was. Because I went to my probation officer and I asked her, you know, like, when am I coming off? And she said in March. So.
Okay. So it was about that. So now you're concerned about finances. Finances isn't your issue, though. That's not your issue. I mean, come on. You've been broke for a minute. Finances is not a problem.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
I'm frustrated, Ms. Blue. All right, can I get a general?
Yes. So I'm being facetious here, but I'm being real. I mean, you've been broke for a minute, so that's that's not an issue for you.
That's bothering me.
No, that's not what it is. It's not about financing. Let's see here. We're gonna. Oh gosh, they are so crazy in the damn chat room. Okay, so who's coming up for you? I gotta grab something here. So you guys bear with me. Who's coming up for you? And we're gonna talk about what this means for you. Because okay, here we go. Okay, so what's coming up, the energy that is around you, is the energy of Raphael, okay? Mm-hmm. And the energy of Raphael And one of the things that I would like for you to do is to start working with this energy of Raphael, the Archangel Raphael. I don't know if you're familiar with the Archangel Raphael, but Raphael in Hebrew means God has healed. And the reason for that is because Raphael works on a couple of different levels. He works on physical, emotional, and psychological. He works on all of those different levels of healing. And that's what's needed for you right now, Toya, is healing. Because what's starting to happen is all of this pressure is coming from all of these different directions. And so now you're starting to let self-doubt creep in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start to feel that pressure, particularly pressure of finances, okay, because finances sits under fire. So what it starts to do is it starts to impact blood. So one of the things that you may notice is that your cycle is off.
Yes.
Your cycle is off, and it's extra heavy because it's going to impact your blood. For some people, particularly for men, high blood pressure. High blood pressure is tied to finances. Your cycle is off. Now, there's many reasons, good reasons, why your cycle can be off, but yours is off, and I'm seeing this spiritually clear, because of this pressure that you have on you. And it's starting to impact your blood. I need you to calm down, because everything is going to work itself out. One, I want you to start meditating every single day, and I want you to start working with the energy of the Archangel Raphael. Okay, do some research, give it some energy, give Raphael some energy, start to work with Raphael's energy, take him with you into meditation, visualization. Bring that healing energy back into your body so that you can have the strength on a mental, physical, and a psychological level to be able to deal with all of these things coming up for you. And then I want you to get you a nice piece of paper. If you don't have a big poster board that you can get, I want you to take four pieces of printer paper, staple them together, and I want you to draw circles, and I want you to draw a big circle in the middle for where you want all of these things to connect themselves. And every time a bubble pops up of how you can incorporate it to help you move forward in what you want to accomplish, I want you to draw a circle and draw a line to the big bubble, because you need something visually constantly reminding you that this is a process. This is a process. You're starting to get a little antsy here from me, and that makes me a little nervous. And when I get in your energy and I see this purple, even though we know purple is tied to enlightenment when this energy is balanced, but when I see this sort of kind of purple pocket around, it tells me that you're starting to get into the energy, which is a reverse energy when this purple energy comes up, of deceit. That's the flip side of it, and distrust.
Okay.
And so remember, we talked about that there were some things going on in your life that you're sort of being tempted with and you're kind of flirting with that could blow all of this out of the water, and it has to do with your probation. And you made a promise to me that you were going to stay away from that.
Yes.
See, but
I just put it down.
Yes, because this pressure is coming up on your ass, and that is now it's calling you. It's saying, sorry. That's what it's saying. It's calling you.
Oh, my God.
So you don't want to begin to work with this. You don't want to work with that particular energy. You don't. So know that every color, even when we see them in our auras and we're working with these colors, they have a polarity side of it. And so right now I want you to really, really start getting more into the color, where the color green. Green is going to be good for you, or even orange, okay? And the reason I say the color green, because it's just going to help you to remind you about growth and all of those other things.
Okay. And then Ms. Blue, I have one more question. I'm supposed to be starting this job. I went on the interview last week, And he called me back like the next day and said that in March he's going to open up and he wants me to start in March. Do you see that still happening?
I see it is contingent upon some feedback he's getting. Meaning, because I know they got to do some background checks.
Yeah, because he didn't do that yet.
Right, he didn't do it yet. But one of the things that I will tell you that by the time he gets ready to do it, that's going to be a good go for you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But you need to look for other things. Don't depend on that.
Okay.
Don't depend on that. You can't. You got too much on the line to wait for someone to give you a job.
Okay.
Too much on the line. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. And, you know, stay away from those vices. Find an alternative and begin to work with that.
Okay. Thank you. Peace and love to you, too.
Yeah. Peace and love. Get you a panic pack and call it a day. No mixing. None of that. No ooh-wee. None of that. None of that. None of that.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
It's a good night.
All right, good night. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. 16 minutes to go until we get to the after hours. Next caller on the line, calling in from area code 330. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Kelly. Good night. Good morning.
Okay. Kelly, did you say Kelly Renee?
Kelly.
From Ohio. Greetings, Kelly from Ohio.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, so far.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I've actually been feeling a lot more better than I have been, so.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's always good.
Great.
And
okay.
So
I was about to say, I was just calling tonight just for... I don't know, I feel pretty good financially. Obviously, it comes and goes, but I don't feel, I just feel like I'm heading in the right direction as far as my career. Maybe I just want to know about the stability, I guess, maybe, because I feel like I just want to make sure some of my ducks are in a row, because I feel like moving is getting ready to happen soon, and I just kind of want to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm getting on the
okay.
Right.
Okay. No. Yeah, that's fine. It's cool. You don't have to ask about finances or any of that because I think that personally that's not really a topic I care about. I mean, not that way. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I understand the bigger picture that all of those things are tied together. You know, so one doesn't move without the other. I mean, I get it. You can call and you can ask me about your finances, but more of your concern, though, has to do with other areas of your life. I do see that. I know you say that everything is going well for you. And on the surface, it is, but I also see a lot of obstacles and challenges that you've been dealing with over the last couple of months as well, too. And some of those things still going on. I mean, you're working them out, but it's been quite kind of some ups and down moments, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so when I get in your energy, let me tell you what I see. I see a leopard. And a beautiful leopard, by the way. But I see a leopard that's lost in the woods. And that's kind of how you feel when I get in your aura, is that you feel lost. Even though you have all of these pieces that are coming together, you still feel lost.
Right.
Yeah. And thank you for your honesty, by the way, because it's really helping a lot of people, all of us, I can think back to myself like there were times in my life when everything was perfect, you know, job good, relationships good, health good, children good, I'm good, but yet there was an inner sense within me, and I was feeling very, very lost at a time that you would have thought you should be jumping up and down and literally clicking your heels. And that's where you are right now. So I've been there. Miss Blue's been there, so I understand what that feels. Let me tell you what's at the root of you feeling lost. And you're going to be able to really appreciate this and understand it. What's at the root of you feeling lost is this evaluation that you keep giving yourself.
Right.
It's you constantly grilling yourself about where you feel you should be and what you feel you should be doing, and that you're simply just not doing it good enough. It's this judgment of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, I can be a bit hard on myself.
I would say
as
more than
my
a bit.
Expectations, maybe.
I would
you know.
Say more than a bit. I would say more than a bit.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know it was that bad. It's bad. Okay.
Yes. It's bad. Because let me tell you why. Because you're starting to get to the point. Now, I get it about self-talk. I think it was Brother Bilal who came on, and he said, I'm not talking to you harsh. Hell, this is how I talk to myself. That's not what I'm talking about. You've gone to the point where you don't even recognize the voice speaking anymore, because that's how harsh you talk to yourself. And so as a result of it, people around you are starting to talk and treat you with that reflection. So that's now the energy that you're sending out in your aura of how to treat you.
Okay. Okay.
You understand? And that's not
right.
Good. That's not good. That's not what you want to send out. You don't want people
definitely
to treat you
not.
Like you don't want that.
I work with many people, so I can't do that.
Right. So you want to begin to let go of the self-judgment and really begin to start looking at all of the wonderful things that you have done and that you have created and where you are. And just kind of spend a moment being, you know, and I know this sounds corny as hell, but it's true. Spend a moment being grateful. Be grateful. Being completely grateful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take some time when you get up in the morning and just think about those things that you're grateful for. You know, that you're really thankful for. The people in your life, the things that you've accomplished. You know, goals that you've kind of set for yourself and things that you've done, just be grateful. And anytime your mind starts to, or that voice starts to come in and starts telling you about you need to do this and you need to do that, calm it down. Just go to that place and think about a funny movie you've seen and just laugh.
Okay.
So you can shift that energy for yourself. Take a nice bath. Put some damn Kim on. I love Kim. Ooh, I love that brother. And let him sing to you. Let Kim sing to you, because his frequency and vibration, I don't know if many of you know the story about the brother Kim, K-E-M, in case y'all are confused about who Kim is, but he actually was homeless. Kim was homeless. And he was homeless on the street. And very spiritually conscious brother. And he talks about how when he was singing, that singing where people would hear him, he wasn't even singing for people to hear him. He was singing to soothe his own spirit. So a lot of times we think we have these things that we have for other people. But one of the things I come to know is that the work that we want to do and what we feel is calling out so much that we must do for other people is the work that we need to learn for ourselves. His vibration and his music is all about uplifting. And when Kim sings, "I Can't Stop Loving You," I promise you, all of them thoughts, all of them could'os, them should'os, and them would'os is going to disappear. So take you a nice bath, get you some red and pink roses, put it in your bathtub, and put on some Kim. And everything's going to be all right. Now, that's a damn magic ritual for you.
Yeah,
that's
easy. It is. That's easy practice right there. No problem.
Yes, there you go. So do that. Stop with the evaluation. When I get in your energy, I feel like my ass is back in college, like I got a test to take in a minute. If you are constantly testing yourself, you understand? So get in the bathtub. Touch yourself, touch your body. Begin to know that you are real so you can stop testing yourself to prove something that already exists.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love, and come back and let us know how that goes, too.
I will do. Have a good night.
You too. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the chat room said, "I seen him in concert and the older ladies were going off." Sweetie, young ladies go off to Kim. My goddaughter be jamming to Kim. So Kim ain't for the older ladies. He's for every lady, every brother. Oh my goodness. What you want, young Jeezy singing to you? Okay, let me go to the next caller. I'm just having too much fun. All right, we have 5 minutes to go until we get ready to go to the after hours. Until we get ready to go into the after hours. We're live here in the remix, cosmic, psychic, energy, activity, everything going out there. And we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from Erica 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 312.
You know, I did not press one.
Esther,
I did not press one.
Well, somebody over there pressed one for you. It sounds like maybe it was one of the kitty cats over there.
I'm over here laughing too hard. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, Esther, soon you're not going to have to press one. You're going to be on your So it doesn't matter.
That is right.
Oh, well, beautiful, beautiful. Well, it's good. Are you enjoying the show, Esther?
Oh, I am. I have been over here cracking up all night. Y'all is really, really doing the most. It's good,
doing
though. I'm enjoying
most.
It. I'm enjoying it for sure.
Well, beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, you guys, I'm going to place you on hold. We're going to keep going. We're about to get into the after hours, and just keep going from there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and you need to do that before the 3 minutes is up. or for the rest of you, download, download, download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it over on Facebook, like it on Twitter, like it on YouTube, like it on where else? Twitter, like it on iTunes. Leave a message. We'd love to hear your feedback and your thoughts from the show tonight as well. And, you know, download, download, download. We'll be back next week. You guys, one of the things I want to do, I want to give Brother Bobby Hammett a shout out there. And definitely let you guys know that you can reach Brother Bobby Hammett at 678-358-1055. Lots of magical things for you to begin to work with. Also, a big shout out to Brother Panic as well, too. You know, you can get those panic packs at panicpack@hotmail.com. And also, shouts out to the Brother Bilal at the Bilal The Experience. @gmail.com, doing those soul alignment readings, and the Reverend Goddess Charmaine and all of her wonderful work. And you can find her over on Facebook. Don't forget, Dr. Aling Bay is doing a cruise, and that cruise is going down pretty soon here. So for those of you who want to jump on board, reach out to Dr. Aling Bay and find out more about the cruise and everything that's going on, as well as the Sister Gajara, who was just recently on the show doing her Ross Seki, and everyone out there. It's so many brothers and sisters doing so many powerful things. I could be here literally all night, talking about all of those things that are going on. Don't forget to get your Kimdex, you guys. That's one of the things you definitely want to pick up. Is your Kim deck, and you can do that by going to www.msblueglass.com/cards, and orders go out tonight, so you can place your order for Kim deck. You can also read all of those amazing things that's going on, and also to the brothers and sisters who's traveling with Brother Wayne Chandler. I believe they're over in Jamaica doing lots of energy work, hugs and kisses out there. To Brother Wayne Chandler as well, and the whole crew just enjoying themselves over there. So many things, you guys. We're going to have some new folks come up on the remix, coming from all different walks of life, sharing their magic and doing all kinds of great things. Much love, one spirit, and to all of you guys out there, we're about to go into the after hours, and so if you want to come, you better get on board right now. So peace and love. We're about to go into the after hours with Esther and everybody else, the whole remix family. So, and the rest of you, I'll see you in the readings this week coming up. I'm sure that's going to be a powerful share as well. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines now and see who's in the after hour as we continue here with Cosmic Psychic Activity live in the remix. And so next, let's see, calling in from area code 843, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 843. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 415. You're live in the remix, 415. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, this is Fetty from San Francisco.
Oh. Hey, Fetty, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just been listening.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you could just give me a reading on what's going on with the energy for me.
any particular area?
Well, yeah, my relocation. I'm still working on that.
Working on your relocation. Let's see. It feels like the weather is a lot warmer before you get ready to make that move to where
yes.
you are. It's still a couple of things that you need to kind of bring into order there, Fetty, before you actually get ready to get into that. Here's a particular goddess I want you to work with. And this particular goddess is called the Butterfly Goddess.
Okay.
Look her up. She's connected with the Hopi Native American. She's a Native American goddess, and she has amazing energy. And she's a goddess about transformation. I kind of see her around you, the Butterfly Goddess. Yeah. Do some work with her, and she'll really kind of help to guide you and lead you to let you know. I really feel that it is going to be, it's going to be a little bit before you actually are able to make that full transition, but there's lots of goodies you're going to be picking up along the way, lots of things that you're learning. So by the time you do get ready to make that move, you'll have a lot of things to take with you. Internally, physically, spiritually, and mentally.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Yes. Okay. What's the Butterfly Goddess name again?
Butterfly Goddess? That's her name. Butterfly Goddess.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
I will.
If you Google her, you will be able to find that.
Okay.
You'll be able to find her and some beautiful pictures. Actually, there was a brother who, he's a musician, he's an artist, and he actually played music as a part of Michael Jackson's band for him, too. He sent me that along with some of his own personal music and a beautiful picture of the Butterfly Goddess. Yeah. She's often called sometimes the Butterfly Maiden as well, too.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's good to hear from you, Betty. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Love you much.
Uh-huh. Love you, too. Oh, and let us know how the Rosecki goes, too. I know you're going to be taking that class.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm getting ready for it, too. Ooh, I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 409, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I finally got through. How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Jordan, and I'm calling from Beaumont, Texas.
Okay, Jordan, from Beaumont, Texas.
Yes,
ma'am. Beaumont, right outside of Houston. All-Star Weekend going on. A lot of activity down there.
Oh, yeah, I just finished watching it.
Okay. All right, well, beautiful. So what caused you to call in tonight, Jordan?
Well, I've been listening to y'all's show for a good little while. And I've been going through a bit of a trying to break myself through, because at some point I wasn't conscious, but when I finally broke through to being conscious, things
mm-hmm.
got a little bit hectic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got used to it, and my energy started becoming a little stronger, you know, and I started noticing changes, like
mm-hmm.
with my parents, and I'm trying to move and all this other stuff, but like just being around other people, sometimes I feel like I'm further into their spirit than they are sometimes. And it's not purposely. It's not like I try to do it. It's just
mm-hmm.
like if I'm alone, I'm fine. But if somebody comes home or something, I start kind of getting their vibe, and, you know, it kind of bring me down. So I'm trying to just break away from all that so I can start fresh and
mm-hmm.
have a little clear conscious of with myself and what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think that's a beautiful thing. Really, really, really very, very beautiful. And okay. I'm gonna give you are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not at the chat room right now. And my phone's
okay.
About to die.
Oh, well let me say it. Quick, and what you don't get, you need to come back. Do you listen to Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, I do listen to a lot of Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so here's what Esther says. anytime somebody kills you, I want you to sing this song in your mind. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. You know that song? Sing that. That's what you do. You sing that.
You're a fool.
Along with singing the song by Kendrick Lamar, which I love that brother right there. I love his energy, and I really love the essence of what that song is about. You know, really just saying, don't let anyone get into you. But this is really a sign about your energy, your own magnetic energy, really sort of you having some holes in your magnetic energy. Because immediately when I see you standing there and I'm behind you, I see this energy pouring out sort of the middle of your back. And that particular area right there is actually where your heart chakra is. So you have some leakage coming out of your heart chakra, and that energy is pouring out. And a lot of that energy is pouring out is coming from disappointment. It's coming from hurtful words that people have said to you throughout the past. Like I said, a lot of recent disappointments coming up and just pains of hurt, which this is a place that you've lived kind of off and on your whole life. I know you're coming into the consciousness with your consciousness, but you've always been conscious your whole life, but welcome home, as they would say. But that's always been touchy-feely with your family and you. So whether it was either what you think spiritually or whether it was about what something you wanted to do or something you didn't want to do, there's always been that tension there. So here's what I want you to do, and this is going to help you so that you don't have to get into someone else's energy to the point where you lose you. Because one of the things that I learned from Siva Ra Unefa Amin in his book, Netter Netter, he talks about everybody having their own sort of kind of energy. And what's important is to know where you start and where you end. And what happens when other people come around, you don't know where you end, and you start to take on that energy. But I want you to visualize and start to do a lot of work with the lotus flower. Are you familiar with the lotus?
Yeah, I am familiar with the lotus.
Yeah. So I want you to, you can even look at a picture of the lotus flower, but I want you to visualize the lotus flower, and I want you to visualize the lotus flower, just all of the lotus flowers just pouring into your back. So even if you have to imagine having sort of a psychic or a spiritual tattoo right behind your back, like where you're in the center of your back, I want you to put a lotus flower there. Just visualize that lotus being there. And that really, that lotus flower is really just going to help you to feel that energy because of all of that leakage. And after a while of just visualizing the lotus tattoo and listening to Kendrick Lamar, what you're going to find is that immediately you're not going to be able to pick up the negative energy in people. And it's going to help to open up your heart chakra. And once you do, you'll start having experiences that's going to reflect what is truly going on in your heart.
Wonderful, wonderful.
You sound like Miss Boo. You said wonderful, wonderful. I love that. All right, so there you go. So that's what you need to do. You just really, really need to just kind of stay centered in your own energy. Like I said, there's some leaks going on in your back there, and you want to seal that up. The lotus flower is the best way to work with that heart energy to seal sort of those leaks pouring out.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well,
Miss Blue, if you don't mind me asking, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Yeah, but as my mama would say, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at.
Where
I live
at,
in Texas.
Yeah.
I live in Texas, so not where you're from, it's where you're at.
I know that's right.
All right. So peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Beautiful. Bye. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. We're live on the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me? Am I on?
That is you. Who is
okay,
you?
Okay, hey. What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Robert, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Robert, from Atlanta.
It's an honor to be on your program. It's and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, likewise, likewise. So what's good for you, Robert?
My question is always how to improve my meditation and remove the external human thoughts. And
Well, here's the thing, because there's so many different ways, Robert, to meditate, and I'm not always a fan of removing human thoughts, per se, because sometimes those human thoughts that we're getting, they're actually transmissions to tell us about different things in our lives we need to focus on. But if you want to meditate so you can just clear your mind and just you want your mind to be blank, is that the goal that you're trying to do? You're trying to get to a blank state.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Nothing in blankness, yes.
You want to get to a blank state. Okay. So, Robert, for you, and energetically, I'm just going to tell you what I pick up that's going to work best for you, is that you need to listen to earth sounds. So whether running water, you know how they have the lightning, the rain, you know, the different natural things, the earth sounds. You can also go to YouTube and Google the sounds of the earth. These are going to be some good sound vibrations for you to tune in to filter out human thoughts. What better to filter out human thoughts than with earthly things, which is where the human thought lives. Make sense?
Right. It definitely makes sense, yes. Yes.
So that's what you're going to do, and I mean sense as in your sixth sense. So that's what you're going to do. Get one of those that you can have that has some natural, just the rain or maybe just thundering and lightning, because I see a lot of sparks going on in your brain. I see like all of these recently within the last, I want to say, maybe a month and a half, I see that you're creating different patterns in your brain. You know, we can begin to train our brain to do things different. And when different things happen in our lives, we actually can shift, and those neurons create a different pathway. So, for instance, every time I look at this Winnie the Pooh cup, it doesn't take me back to when I was 5 years old in Chicago with my grandmother inside the tower, the Sears Tower, looking at a giant Winnie the Pooh. Now, when I look at this cup, I think about all of the wonderful teas, and it's time for me to go into a very relaxed mode because I created another pathway. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking in your brain, and it's almost like a lightning storm going in there, and I see that you're creating new pathways for yourself, which is really, really a cooling and almost kind of sexy kind of thing to do. So if you want to get rid of the human thought, that's one of the ways to do it, is to listen to some earth sounds. The other way is to take your wife and have some really passionate sex. And as you're having sex, start to have these thoughts that you want to clear your mind and just really take your mind into that space. Those are the two ways. You can come back and let us know, too, which one worked best for you.
I will, and thank you again for the great advice. I'm definitely going to try it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And you know I don't give out advice. I just have to put that disclaimer out there. But, you know, spiritual stuff.
Yes, yes.
All right, Robert, peace and love to you. Enjoy.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, we'll wait for Robert to come back and let us know which one of those worked best for him. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Kalila calling from California.
This is who?
Kalila. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. A little bit. You sound a little distant, I'll be honest.
Oh, this is Kalila. Can you hear me? I have to take you.
Yes, I can hear. Yeah, take me off speaker.
Okay. I had a question about honeybees or bees in general.
Mm-hmm.
I had two questions, but that one just came up more when you were talking about butterflies and insects and a whole lot of things on the show earlier. So there was an experience that happened to me with Valentine's Day with a bee. So can you tell me what that was? Or
well, let's do this. As opposed to me just telling you what happened, because you were there, you know what happened. If you want to get some spiritual insight on what went on or what that is, then we can do that. But I am definitely one of those people who love to live in the moment. So why don't you share with us what happened with the bee, and then we can talk about the experience afterwards.
Well, the bee landed on my shoulder, and everyone was, you know, screaming and howling, like, oh, it's about to sting you. So I was real calm about the situation, and I tried to swat it away. And the bee just kept jumping different places on my shoulder, and everyone was, like, running and, you know, trying to get water or something to kill it. And I was like, no, don't kill the bee. Don't kill the bee because we need him. And then I literally almost had to take my shirt off to, like, shake it off of me. And then it just kept coming back. So so I had to jump in the car and roll up the windows.
To run away from the bee. To run away from the bee. To run away from the bee.
I didn't want to get stung. So, but it was, you know, it was acting very nicely. It was just everyone else included. And, you know, those fears of everyone else, like, you're going to get stung, kind of. Kind of made me go in a panic mode.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid of bees so much, even though I had one moment with a bee, and which is really, really cool. Let's take a look at this and talk about it. You know, bees are really, really a great sign. Bees are a wonderful sign to see them, and particularly to have one just sort of kind of gracefully land on your shoulder, of really kind of coming close to you. One thing about you is that you tend to be a busy bee. You're a bee. You're busy like a bee. You're always doing something. You're a busy bee. So, you know, the bee is coming because you have sort of some new experiences. I see on your job that you're getting ready to, or you just started working in a particular section, or it's going to be a change or a shift there, doing something that you haven't done before.
Okay.
Has that happened as of yet?
No, but I'm making steps for that to happen, so I can see that.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen. And so the bee is here, you know, because there's no one that works harder than a bee, particularly a queen bee. There's no one that works harder than her. You know, the female bees are even the bees who gather all of the stuff, you know. So bees work very, very, very hard. And again, like I said, you tend to be busy as a bee. When bees come near you and when bees are landing on you, spiritually what the bee was doing was sending you a message about your purpose. Really sort of kind of gathering, helping you to gather information, because what it is going to take for you to really move into this position in your job, it is going to take you to get some more skills to even secure it the way that you want.
Okay.
So So the bees really come to help you with a specific purpose. So let that be sort of your reminder about bees, you know, to think about that bee, that bee is really letting you know that, you know, change is coming. And to stay busy as a bee, because whenever your energy gets a little idle, it kind of goes from a bee to like a bugaboo, if that makes sense. So you don't want to be a bugaboo. You want to stay a bee. You want to stay a bee and really start being. Make sure you're conscious about what you're being, how you're showing yourself up in the world and what you're being and what you're doing. But I see a shift in your job, and a big part of that shift is going to require you to get some more skills. You're not necessarily going to need it for the position, but in order for you to feel secure in that position, you're going to want to do that. So this is just about you being. Make sure you stay confident and who you be. Get it? The bee.
Yeah.
The bumblebee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to be a bugaboo, and you'll be tapping people, well, what do I do next? I'm not sure. Now, am I supposed to be doing this, or what do I do this? Is the patient supposed to have this, or is the patient supposed to have that? What am I supposed to be doing with the patient? That kind of energy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Does that make sense? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, that makes sense. No, because you said patient, but that no, it makes total sense. It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. Why was patient funny?
Because the line of work that I am in now, so and what I'm
okay.
Going.
So what do you do?
I work independently, so I take care of elderly people.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Patience. Yeah, it's not a game. It's for real. I try to be for real anyway. I try to be real. It's not a trick, I promise you. Miss Blue has no tricks.
Oh, my goodness. No, okay.
So there you go. That should be amazing confirmation for you.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Busy as a bee, and congratulations. So peace and love to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, Steve. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 202? Oh, we can't hear you, 202. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 205, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, am I on?
You're on.
Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Thomas calling from Alabama.
Thomas from Alabama. What part of Alabama, Thomas? Just because I want to hear you say it.
Birmingham.
Thomas,
I don't talk funny,
Thomas
good.
From Birmingham.
Got that southern accent.
That's all right. Gotta love the southern accents. It's beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. I just want a little small reading. I know you're talking about this cosmic energy coming in, and what I tell you is, hey, you're talking about a shift. Everything has shifted in my life, so. More so like with my relationship I'm in, just kind of want to get an idea of which way it's heading.
You know, Thomas, this is a really strange relationship you got.
You can say that again.
Oh, Thomas, I don't know. This is kind of strange. I think you need to give a couple of details because this is really interesting.
Well, to be honest with you, I've been in it for about 11 years. And I guess with the job I do, I'm a truck driver, and, you know, I'm more so conscious, but my significant other, she's not conscious. Whether that's got something to do with the swing of the relationship, because it's been a roller coaster, to be honest with you.
But
and,
honey, I see some really, I just, Thomas?
Yes, ma'am.
Thomas, I mean, this is like, So, tell me about why this separation, and she really can't tell people she with you?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We separated, that's true. Why that's not being said, I'm not sure. Kind of dealing with her from a distance. And it's got me confused just as well. Even though I pretty much done summed it up, the outcome, you know, a lot of times we don't be wanting to face reality.
Yeah, well, Thomas, let me get to the let's just take it straight to the head, no chaser. Let's just go in, okay? Here's one of the things I want to tell you. I want you to begin to get you an amethyst crystal, and I want you to start working with an amethyst crystal. Have you ever worked with crystals before, Thomas?
Funny you said that.
No.
I had been wanting to get my hand. No. But
no, yeah, that's the answer. Okay, so
a crystal around me, but not amethyst, no ma'am.
Okay, well, I want you to get an amethyst crystal, a loose amethyst crystal. I'm trying to be quick, so in case we get cut off and we can talk about this. But I want you to get to an amethyst crystal, and I want you to start working with it. Clear the energy in it, and then charge the energy in it. The amethyst crystal is really going to help you because of a lot of this turmoil that you're actually experiencing at this time. And it's really going to help you. It's going to clear up for you, Thomas. This energy is all going to pass, and it's going to clear up for you. And you're soon going to be free from all of this conflict that's been going on, all of this turmoil. I know when it comes to matters of the heart, you know, really it's a lot of frustration, a lot of anger, going on even here in the relationship, but also fears about the future and sort of where that will leave you. But I can assure you, you know, be willing to surrender all of this up so that you can walk yourself into your future with this. And the amethyst crystal has a very high vibration, and what it will do is to help to raise the frequency and really raise it up to the highest level of love, and also keeping you spiritually balanced as well too. Carry the amethyst crystal in your pocket as well. So you want to get a loose stone so you can constantly touch it and rub it, because it will also help for you to channel a lot of your anxiety and nervousness into this crystal. One of the things that I see is that a couple of days ago, while you were really, really into deep thought, you had a close call with an accident.
Okay.
Do you remember that happening?
May have, because, like I said, I'm a driver, and then a lot of times I catch myself. You know, I be alert, but I drift.
Yeah.
And then mentally, and you know, meditating. Then you know how you know your mind be everywhere, but you
right.
I don't remember it, but I wouldn't doubt it either.
Yeah. Well, it's not a close call. It wasn't an accident, and I definitely know it wasn't that. But you kind of dozed off and had to catch yourself to avoid something, an accident from happening. And so one of the things that I want you to do is to start to work with this amethyst crystal. And any time that you're on the road, when you're able to listen to music, I want you to make a positive playlist for yourself,
of some music that really just helps your frequency and vibration to go up. Not any kind of love song that's going to remind you of the relationship, but just something to really keep your spirits up and moving for yourself. But get that amethyst crystal to work with. In a couple of months, this is actually going to be over for you. It really is. It's going to come to a head, and this is actually going to be, it's going to, this turmoil is going to separate itself for you because when I get into your energy, I don't feel good about this relationship and any of these things going on. It's just really too freaking weird for me of what's happening between you guys right now. And what's needed, the best thing you can do for yourself is to have this space and really begin to just work on yourself.
I got you. I got you. How do you spell the M to this? Could you spell that for me?
I sure can. It's A-M-E-T-H-Y-S-T. And I'm not a speller, but I think that's pretty close.
Okay, if I Google it,
if you Google it, it'll come up. Yes, if you Google it, it'll come up.
Okay. You know, I appreciate you for that information. You know what? I'm just about as confused as you are.
I'm not confused. I just think it's weird as hell. This is such a crazy. Can I just be honest? This shit has gotten so fucking crazy that you don't even need to tell nobody you have a relationship. You don't.
You're right.
Don't tell nobody your ass is in a relationship. Not with the crazy things that's this back and forth that you guys got going on. This is just let her have her peace. She said she wanted to leave. She wanted to do her own thing. Let her go. But then that also means that financially stop doing that too, because she's being nice to you to get money, and then shit goes right back down the drain right after she gets what she wants from you.
You're right. You own it.
So
you own it.
Let her ass go do whatever she want to do. And it doesn't make her a bad person. I'm not simply saying that. But, oh, my God, I just want to give you a hug and a kiss now. Don't tell anybody you're in a relationship. Just go out. Smile at the next woman you see. Just run. Run the other way. Run.
Oh, no, I don't know how you own it. You sure enough on it, and like I said, I'm just this discombobulated about it.
No more. Next time she asks you for money, you take that amount of money and you put it somewhere safe for yourself, and you go party for you with it. Don't send her no more money, no more none of that. If she doesn't, you know, just go the other way. You know, go take your sister to lunch. Go take a friend to lunch. But just let her go do her. Let her go do her. Yeah. Run the other way. You go the other way. Make you a playlist. Put you some good music on there. And, you know, there you go. You need to go find some sister that's going to help you get your groove back, because let her go.
I got you. And that amethyst crystal, I can research it to find out how to, like you said, just get work with it from here on.
Yes, keep it in your pocket. Keep it with you. You know, study about the properties of the amethyst, because it holds a very powerful vibration, and it's going to help to keep you in that vibration too. And that'll be sort of like almost like a lucky charm to you. So that's what you want to do. But leave her ass alone. Let her be. Sometimes when people tell you they don't want to be bothered with you and they don't want shit to do with you, leave their ass alone. I don't care what they come back and say. Leave them alone. Just leave their ass alone.
You're right. And actually, that was me that was saying that. You know,
after she told you she was going to leave your ass alone, though. See, she turned back around.
Right.
She turned back around. Yeah. So that's it. You know, and then put on some Kendrick Lamar, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. You need to make that for answering machine recording. Don't kill my vibe.
I got you. 10-4.
There
got
you go. All right. Roger that. 10-4. My dad used to talk to the truckers. So there you go.
There you go. Appreciate you, Ms. Blue. And I'm going to be ordering me. I can't never be still. I'm going to get that cam deck as well because, you know,
okay.
I hear a lot of people talking about it. So I'm going to order that just as soon as I can get still.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have a lot of still time now. So there you go. All right.
Okay.
Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I hate to say it. That was just the weirdest shit I've ever experienced. That relationship, that brother needs to run. He needs to run the other way, and he needs to put Kendrick Lamar on his voicemail. Don't kill my vibe. And every time she calls, send her ass the voicemail. Just, that was great. That was great. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Ms. Rue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Nikita. Good night. Who is
Good
it?
Night. Nikita, again.
Oh, greetings to you.
Greetings. Ms. Blue, good show, I'm going to say. Everything is on point with everybody because I'm going through the same thing too. I ain't not going to lie. But I have wanted to know about my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see about myself with that.
You said about what?
Creativity.
What about your creativity? You want to know about your creativity? Or you want to be able to tap into your creativity?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Well, two things. Why you can't tap into your creativity is one, your ass don't get no rest.
It's true.
Number one, so you got to get some rest. You want to tap into your creativity, you're going to have to learn how to lay your little pretty ass down and go to sleep. Get some rest. Even if it requires you taking naps during the daytime, but you need to get some rest. When I get in your energy is almost that salmon color. And when I see this in an aura, it shows where the depletion of rest is coming from.
Okay.
And so it's to the point where you're exhausted, literally exhausted. Like I almost want to tell you, hang up, go to bed now, go get some rest. But you need to get some rest. You need to plan it in your day, almost like you plan to eat.
Okay.
All right, that's one. The second thing is you got to learn how to forgive. You got to learn how to forgive.
That's hard. My ego's been bruised.
Yeah, and when your ego is bruised, it is hard, you know. It is. But know that your ego is just what it is. It's your ego. So, set the timer, 5 minutes, wild the fuck out for 5 minutes, and then get back to life.
Okay, 5 minutes to get over myself.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes to say, this is my 5 minutes, I get to wild out here. And pretty soon your ego is going to be looking at the clock going, damn, we still got 3 minutes to wild out? I'm good. Shoot. In the beginning, the clock is going to go off. You're going to be like, oh, hell no, I need like another hour to wild out. And then suddenly it's going to seem like 5 minutes is 5 hours. And you're going to realize that you can let that go. Remember, forgiveness is never about the other person. It's always about you. And so you have to begin to give forward. You have way too much work to do and way too much talent. Take the good out of what you've learned. Take the love from it and move forward. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Is it still going to be those days that get you in the back of your throat where you can't hardly swallow? Of course. That doesn't stop life. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't stop life. So get you some rest. Put you on some Kim. Let Kim sing to you. I'm going to tell you, Kim, you know, me and Kim had a very strong relationship. And, you know, I would wake up in the morning and Kim would be right there singing to me, you know, mm-hmm. and right there soothing you. And that's what you need right now. You need to be soothed, you know what I mean? And you don't want to go out here and find some jerk because that's not going to work. Or you don't want to go out here, you know, some people say the best way to get over one person is just to jump into another relationship with someone else. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's temporary in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's temporary. And then if that relationship falls apart, boy, you thought that first one fucked you up. Now you got two to really get your ass. So listen to Kim. Love on yourself. You're a beautiful sister. You know, you have a lot of great things going for yourself. Start checking your heart. Get rid of some of that hate. Because you can't carry around all of that baggage and not think that shit is not coming out in your aura. I don't care how sweet you're being. You're going to attract what's still in there. I don't care how nice he's dressed up. I don't care how chocolate he is. And I don't care how creamy and caramel his ass looks. Know that some of that shit you still got in your heart is some of that shit that's coming forth.
Okay.
Now, practice the art of forgiving because it's really about you letting go of those things and get some rest. And you're going to see creativity coming in so many different angles. You're gonna call back and say, how can I shut this shit off? How can I stop it, Miss Blue?
Okay.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is you never stop being creative because when you start creating, stop creating, you stop living. And so the real truth is you haven't stopped creating. You're just creating shit now that you don't want.
Yeah,
so get back into your own vibration. Get back into your own frequency, your own rhythm. And for you, it's going to be through getting some rest.
Thank you.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, peace
Thank
and love
you.
To you. You're welcome.
You.
Yes, Thank 5 minutes. Much. 5 minutes. Give yourself 5 minutes a day.
I will. <All right. laughs>
Trust me, it works.
I will. My sister asked me if I didn't get angry yet, and I'm just like, no. Like you said, stop dressing it up. So I hear you. 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes because your throat chakra is already closing up. So give yourself 5 minutes. Get all of that gunk out of you. 5 minutes. Allow yourself 5 minutes today. Set your clock, set your timer. When the 5 minutes is up, you say, woo, okay, I'm done. Now you can get on with your day. You can do what you got to do.
All right, then. Thank you, Miss Blue. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Peace and love to you. All right, you guys. Wow, what an amazing chair we had here tonight. I still see you guys on the phone line, so what I'm going to invite you to do, know you can always email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and you can email me. We're going to get ready. I'm going to close out. I've had an amazing weekend, a wonderful share with the Remix family. Brother Jafar was on the show on Friday night. talking about the art in feng shui. And then also tonight we were here talking about the cosmic psychic energy, about all the things going on out in the cosmos, everything that's happening out there in the world, everything from Michael Jordan to Dr. Ben Carson, from the asteroids hitting there, about all of these new discoveries that's coming online, this new renaissance period we're in, this origin, this time that we're in, and the Pope stepping down. What else did we talk about? Oh, gosh, so many different other things. What was going on in your world, the new wonders of the world that's going to be coming up, all of the different electromagnetic fields that are shifting and changing, the new portals that are opening up, and where energy is being channeled in into this physical reality here, which is really how we can begin to connect ourselves and tap into it. Here's what I'm going to do. I know I said I was going to give out an exercise or how you can connect with cosmic energy, but I think what I'll do is I'm actually going to put it on the Know Your Magic line. So you guys check the Know Your Magic line and check that sometime this week here, and I'll have it up. And that number is 641-715-3800. And then the access code is 10569#. And for those of you who did the 75 cards or 75 frequency to increase your abundance, I've been getting emails from you already telling me about all the changes that are coming up, and I'd love to hear more of that. So I'll look forward to connecting with you guys over on Facebook, also connecting with you on Twitter, and connecting with you also in the readings. I'm excited about the readings coming up this week, as always, with you guys. And don't forget the Know Your Magic audio workbook is definitely another one of those tools that you can begin to use to tap into all of this amazing energy here so that you can begin to know your magic on so many different levels. Kim Business Class is coming up soon, so we'll have some updates about all of those. So be checking your email for that, because we've received tons of them, and we're going through those applications now. So you guys check that out. Going to be lots of goodies there for you to let you know the next step of getting in, and so we can start working together as a team. I want to say peace and love to you guys out there. It's always a joy to be here live in the remix. Love you guys. Love to you, Kali, Marcy, you in the chat room, always holding it down and doing your work, as well as Esther, all of you guys, Sunchild Ra out there, Love Blue, all of you guys who are in the chat room, much love to Sister Manya as well, and to each and every one of you guys out there. So from me, Miss Blue, to you, we're going to go ahead and sign off tonight. And, you know, you guys, this is the year of the Naga, the year of the Nigga, the year of niggas holding it down. So it's our time to shine and to do that work that we all came back to the planet to do, and to do it with love. That's, I guess, a note I'll leave you guys with. Love someone today, you know, tonight, this morning, no matter what part of the world you're in. Shout out to all of our international listeners out there. And, yeah, peace and love to you guys. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here, and I'll see you guys back here live in the remix. You know how we do. Download, 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 and I'll see you Friday night. Peace and love. Much love, Lone Spirit.
even when they begin. I can hear a million angels singing in my ear when I say your name. Ooh.